High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between the 2-3 Pencrest Lions and your 2-3 Strathaven Panthers.
If ball comes out, scramble for it, and the Panthers are on it. Panthers recover, terrific hustle to knock it loose. Has a man out there, Smith leaps, and it is caught for a touchdown. What a grab by Smith.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs, right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
Two and three, halfway through the season. We've reached, believe it or not, the midway point, and we're not even October. It seems that earlier start for everybody has things with just a little bit of a different feel here in Pennsylvania this year and a little bit different here in Delaware County. But the Lions and Panthers, both at 2-3, both looking for playoff berths 5 weeks from now. So, tonight, Pencrest hosting Strathaven. Here at Lewis Scott Field in Media, Pennsylvania, both teams looking to end two-game losing streaks, and we are thrilled to bring it to you tonight, live or on the archive, right here on HavenFootball.net. Good evening, everybody, from a windy, wet Media, Pennsylvania this evening, and really the last couple of evenings. But we finally are ready to go here for the Media Bowl. And the trophy sits here on the home sideline. Pencrest has won three of the last four of these meetings, and now Strathaven trying to take that trophy home a little further down 252 south in a couple hours from now. But in the meantime, head coach Rich Straup and the Lions coming off of two shutout losses over the last 2 weeks to Haverford and Ridley, but they are a little bit healthier coming into tonight, and we'll get in more into that in a moment. But I'd like to introduce, of course, the webmaster at HavenFootball.net, Mike Mayer. Glad you're joining us here and got us with a little bit of a different setup than we are at the home field. But, boy, special thanks to Chip Ollinger and everybody here at Pencrest for getting us set up here.
Right. Pencrest has a very small booth. They need the room for the coaches, both sides, obviously. And so they put the broadcast crew on the roof, which is usually fine, except when it's raining. So, and we've had rain all day long. Fortunately, it's just kind of misting now. But, of course, we are all dealing with lots of electronic equipment, and they're not designed for outdoor use. So we've got everything in plastic. You will hear rustling in the background. We are not on a sailboat. That is the rustling of not our sails, but our plastic protectors. And some things are going to be different. Brian's going to try to tweet out scores and big plays, but everything's under plastic and it's tough to get to. Fortunately, it's not too cold, so we're okay. We're joining the Pencrest Television Group, who's a group of students who broadcast the games. The characters that are here today, Colin Anderson, Kayla Strine, Elisa Camarada, I hope I did that right, Matt McShane, and their teacher, Mike Clark, who we did this actually with Delco Hoops a couple years ago, and then Mike was kind enough to give us a call and ask us back, and we love doing this. If you are not familiar how to get to see the video end of this, if you're listening to this broadcast on our regular audio broadcast, you can go to our webpage, havenfootball.net, and there will be a link right below our regular audio link for YouTube. And if you click on that, you'll be taken right to the broadcast, and it's our voices and stuff. We're actually doing a simulcast of sorts, and we appreciate the opportunity. And, you know, you'll hear the mistakes as we're trying to work this together and see what happens. But there's always a lot of fun, and we're glad to be on. We picked the perfect night to decide to televise this thing because, you know, I got a feeling that we're going to have maybe 300 people here if we're lucky. So if you're doing the smart ones and stayed home, good for you. We hope to have a good, exciting game. It's two evenly matched teams, I think.
evenly matched in terms of record. Both teams, as I mentioned in the opening, 2-3. Both teams with losing streaks. Strathaven, a tough one to Ridley. It was close until the fourth quarter, and then Ridley pulled away 2 weeks ago for a 38-17 victory. Last week in Haverford, mistakes galore for the Panthers. That team, in talking with assistant coach Dan Schaefer before the game, he said Haverford was there for the taking and we just didn't take advantage. And the Fords, with two big plays early in the third quarter, knock off Strathaven 23-17. So the Panthers, again, had a tough opening week with Interboro, bounced back with two consecutive wins, now two consecutive losses, and trying to turn it around just a few minutes from now. But Pencrest, with head coach Rich Strout, a little bit of a different feel to it. Got off to a great start with a 26-6 victory over Pope John Paul in week one. Took one on the chin against Marple Newtown, and Marple Newtown undefeated at the moment, and really having their way with everybody in the Central League at the moment. But now, and then bounced back with a win over Harrington, and now two whitewash losses, Haverford and Ridley, 28-0 and 42-0 over the last 2 weeks. But as I mentioned a moment ago, they come in a little bit healthier. Chris Mills, junior quarterback, is back in the lineup. He missed action a week ago, and John George, 6'4", 300-pound two-way tackle, is back in the lineup tonight. He may not play extensively, but they are looking to get him back in the mix after missing a few weeks with an injury. Injury front for Strathaven, not nearly as promising. And we mentioned a week ago, four defensive starters all out and missed the Haverford game, and none of those four starters are back in the lineup tonight. Further, we are told that John, well, what are we going to call him? We're going to call him John Harar like everybody else?
No.
Okay. John Harra, that big 89 who's been
formerly known as.
As Harar.
Right.
Okay. John Harra is dealing with an injury as well and may be limited tonight. So we will see if big 89 can give it a go, but it is unlikely that we will see him at full speed or at playing 60 minutes as he usually does. Well, 48 minutes in
right.
High school, right?
This is an artificial field. It's in great shape. Looks to be in great shape. Actually, Brian, you were on the field.
Yeah, it's terrific. Drainage.
All right, so, beautiful job. But, you know, it is plastic, and it tends to get a little slippery when wet, so footing may be an issue for players. We don't have the mud concerns and other things that would happen on normal grass, but, you know, it has been raining steadily here on and off. Steadily on and off. Is that a term you can use? I don't know. It's been raining for 3 days on and off, and I don't know what we've got for an actual count, you know, inch-wise, but it's been a lot of rain, and we have not seen a lot of rain, so hopefully the field will be in good shape and will play well. But I think between the wetness in the air, which is like a moisture that's kind of coating everything, making everything rather slick, including the football, and the wind that's been gusting, although it seems to have settled down, but boy, it was really gusting up to what appeared to be 15, 20 knots. That could really play havoc if someone's trying to kick a field goal. Now, normally for Strathaven, that's not an issue, but this year we have a field goal kicker, so that may be an issue. And, of course, if either team chooses to pass, what both teams are willing to do, that may also become an issue depending on the timing because they are gusts. It's not like it's a steady wind.
So, again, teams starting to make their way towards the field. Had a terrific performance from the Strathaven marching unit. Thanks again to the 12th man for being here in less than ideal conditions. And, of course, the Pencrest Band is here, and we'll hear from them at halftime. Looks like the choir from Pencrest High School will be performing this Star Spangled Banner momentarily. But I wanted to say thanks in advance to our buddies up at WNPV in Lansdale for tweeting out scores, courtesy of Daryl Dobus, Jeff Nolan, and others up in Lansdale. We'll try to keep you posted as best we can on what's going on up in the Suburban One League and elsewhere around District 1. Thanks again to our friends at Delco Daily Times
and we want to thank all the Pencrest viewers who are tuned into their video production and normally don't hear much other than crowd noise. And it's nice that we have an audience beyond our own Strathaven family. And we are aware that we are calling a game for two high school teams, and we will be unbiased and supportive. And we always are, by the way. We are homers. I mean, you know, we do support Strathaven. But the reality is these are 16, 17, 18-year-old kids, and their efforts would be applauded regardless of how they turn out. And we make every effort to announce every name and every play, and we are never critical of their efforts. They're doing the best they can. Sometimes it works for them. Sometimes it doesn't.
And we will also be make known for those of you watching on television, I will probably be more talkative than your typical television announcer. We're still announcing this as if it were a audio broadcast because of our archive and so forth, so we will still probably over-talk it in the sense that if you're watching it on TV, it's just a little bit of a different feel to
it. But for those of you that have something else to do while you're watching, rather than worrying about missing anything, turn your volume up, walk away from your computer, and you'll be able to hear everything just as it's happening, and then come back and watch it at your leisure. See, it works out for everybody that way.
There you go. Very good. So a couple other big games in the Central League tonight. We will try to keep you posted on updates. Springfield and Ridley, both undefeated, playing down on Morton Avenue tonight. That should be a good one. As well as Haverford and Garnet Valley, each with one loss on the season in the Central League, and trying to keep pace with three undefeateds, Marple, Springfield, and Ridley. Of course, somebody will go home with a loss tonight from the Ridley-Springfield game. But, again, a lot of good games, big games around District 1. And we will talk a little bit at halftime about the 5A playoff picture, which, of course, has expanded now. Strathaven in the mix in 5A, and 16 teams will qualify for the District 1 playoffs. And my guess and my projection at the moment is you will have several 5-5 teams, maybe even a 4-6 that finds their way into it, which doesn't sound all that promising, but considering some of these 5A teams that are playing several big 6A schools in the Central League and elsewhere, hey, get yourself into the playoffs and anything can happen. But the winner of tonight's game, Strathaven and Pencrest, will go a long, long way towards securing a playoff berth after week 10. So teams have made their way onto the field. Strathaven in the road, white, silver helmets, black pants, and black numerals, led by Delaware County's winningest coach, Kevin Clancy, who's probably about a year and a half away from that magical 300 career win mark. Here on the sideline is head coach Rich Straub for the home Pencrest Lions. Red jerseys tonight, black helmets, black pants, and white numerals, and looking sharp here on the relatively new turf at Lewis Scott Field. Captains will meet at midfield. John George back in the lineup for Pencrest. He's wearing 66 and will play both ways on the offensive and defensive line. Number 40 is Shane Jones, senior linebacker, joined by offensive tackle and linebacker number 55, Mike Wilson, and 57, another senior, Jake Quinn, meeting at midfield. And they're shaking hands with Brian Dozier, number 75, and offensive center. Wingback and outside linebacker Makai Hill wears number 10 for Strathaven. Defensive end and tight end John Hara wear number 89. And quarterback Evan Atsevez wear number 8. So the coin toss has been made. This is a formality at this point. They actually do this pregame. But Pencrest will receive the opening kickoff after Strathaven defers and move right to left when we come back. So with that being said, we're going to take a short time out, be back for the Star Spangled Banner and the opening kickoff. Glad you're joining us, either live or on the archive, here on havenfootball.net.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate, Stan. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Problem is not with our broadcast, but with the PA system for the alma mater for Pencrest. We'll be standing by for the Star Spangled Banner momentarily.
Fantastic effort by the Pencrest Choir.
We ask that you please remain standing.
And the Pencrest Marching Band will now perform the Star Spangled Banner.
Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
That's the choir again performing the Star Spangled Banner, not the marching band.
That was the Jets that just flew by.
Okay. Cloud cover, I missed it.
One more time, let's hear it for 2016.
But terrific job by the choir. Again, I thought the band was looked like they were ready to play, but hey, threw me a curveball. It was a terrific job by the choir. So again, thanks for joining us. Mike Mayer doing the color commentary, engineering, and more. Pete Fulgenetti helping with the stats and spotting tonight. Like I said, we will do our best to keep you posted on scores from elsewhere, but we have to dig through some tarps and plastic to make sure we're got all the equipment covered here on a windy, rainy night. An early score from the Chessmont. Both teams looking for five 5A playoff berths. Kennett trails Sun Valley 21-7. Mm. So Sun Valley at 4-1, and everybody wondering kind of how if that's for real or not, or level of competition. But, hey, a win's a win, and you play who you play.
That's right.
Sun Valley in good position looking for their fifth win. Emmett Young has it teed. He's going to kick it off, and two dangerous return men await for Pencrest. And here's an end-over-end kick, and we are underway. This is going to come down to number 11. This is Aiden Poole. The ball is loose. Scramble for it, and we will see. I think Hunter Mazur's on top of it. And indeed, the Panthers are on top at the 12-yard line.
Boy, and the first result of a wet, slippery ball.
Ethan Belleville with the hit. And Strathaven in business. Wet, slippery ball indeed. And the Panthers will set up from the left hash, first and 10.
Actually, Brian, you were looking at your stats when it happened. He actually had the ball, started running with it, and it just literally flipped out of his hands. Then he got hit.
Evan Atsevez is your quarterback. Zach Nulon and Hunter Mazur are your halfbacks, along with Makai Hill. Get to the line in a moment on first and 10. Out of the wing tee, this is Zach Nulon. Off left tackle, inside the 10. The 5, the Nulon's powers forward inside the 3. Should be first and goal when they unpile. Big line up front includes John Harrod, tight end, but he may or may not play much there tonight due to an injury. Dan Reeves fills in for him along with Denzel Thompson. Brian Dozier is your center. Guards are Luke Healy and number go unbalanced here. Unbalanced as they get started here on first and goal from the 3. Wing T set behind Atsevez. Give is to Nulon off the left side. Second, third effort, and the Pencrest defense stacks him up nicely. Rob Dubois also in at guard for the Panthers. And Ben McFetridge is your right tackle. Nice defense there for the Lions. And we're going to, like I said, do our best here tonight. A lot of wind and things blowing around up here, but we'll do what we can. So Nulon has the Panthers a yard away from pay dirt here. 10:59 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. Drive started at the 12-yard line. Second and goal upcoming. Yard markers on the ground on that far sideline. Panthers move left to right, or right to left, rather, in front of us. New line is your fullback. Makai Hill is the halfback. He takes the handoff, and he powers his way in for the touchdown. Panthers on the board first at the 10:39 mark of the opening quarter. Makai Hill's fourth touchdown of the season.
And he's in for the Strathaven touchdown.
Gives the Panthers a 6-0 lead, extra point pending. So a 12-yard scoring drive. Hunter Mazur pounced on that fumble. And now Emmett Young on to attempt the extra point. Has missed just one this season, had one blocked. Is 3-for-3 on field goals, and Evan Atzevez to hold. Takes a knee at the 10-yard line. Chris Rossini will snap it. Snap is a good one. Ball spotted. Young with plenty of leg and right down the middle. 7-0 Strathaven, 10:39 to play here in the opening quarter. Stick with us. We'll be back in 30 seconds to see if Pencrest can answer. When we come back, you're listening live to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
10:39 to play in the opening quarter. Strathaven didn't take long. A minute and 19 seconds to get themselves on the board. A recovered kick, a fumble on the kickoff, opening kickoff, sets them up with a 12-yard scoring drive. And the Panthers have a 7-0 lead on Makai Hill's one-yard run. Emmett Young will boot it away again. High end-over-end kick's going to come down. To a man about the 15-yard line, and moving up the left sideline is number 30, Jamal Williams.
The ball
loose, loose again, and it's hit out of bounds. No possession there, so Pencrest, thankfully for them, they're going to give it to Strathaven? How is that?
They're going to talk about that.
I don't know about that.
There was no possession there.
Unless Strathaven possessed it and fumbled it out of bounds themselves, this really should stay Pencrest football here.
Ooh, right. they're saying
they are going to switch it up. No, they are going to say Strathaven ball. Wow, we're going to have to check the tape on that to see who to credit with the recovery there. Pencrest sideline looking for an explanation.
Which is a good segue. Our stats tomorrow, which are available for both Pencrest, obviously Strathaven teams, and everybody who's interested, will be a little late because we can't keep stats of the game tonight. I'll pick them up from the film tomorrow morning.
Two disastrous plays here to start the game for Pencrest, fumbling two kickoffs in the first minute and a half.
Which is certainly the story.
Coach Rich Straub getting an explanation here from the sideline and from the linesman, and here we go. Strathaven will start it at the right hash mark at the Pencrest 19. You cannot ask for much better field position here than what the silver and black has had in the first 90 seconds.
Yeah, and for the coach, the only explanation is the referee said that Strathaven possessed it before it went out of bounds.
Two tight end set. Wing to the right is Hunter Mazur. On first down, gives to Makai Hill off the right side. A lot of room, 15-10, and he will go untouched. Makai's touched it twice and taken it into the end zone. Now a flag comes in late. Is this going to be unsportsmanlike on Hill for putting it in the air before he reached the end zone? We will see. They threw the flag back at the 10, unless you got a hold somewhere back there. At the moment, we have a 19-yard touchdown run for Makai Hill. But the Panther offense, I think, is staying on the field here. We'll wait for the referee to explain it. Holding, indeed, is the call. So take the six off the board.
Yep.
Spot foul from about the 12-yard line or so. We'll move back to the 22. Set up first down and about 13. But good sign for the Strathaven offense so far in terms of getting a good push up front.
And Strathaven knows how this feels. They had three terrible minutes last week against Haverford. We know exactly how Pencrest feels. It just happened at the beginning of the game for Pencrest rather than at the beginning of the second half, which happened for Strathaven.
Still a long way to go in this one. 7-0 Strathaven, and looking for more from the 22. Makai Hill, they give it right back to him. Same play off the right side, and he's spun down over there by, I believe, number 47, Noah Birdsall. Birdsall or Shane Jones over there, 40 or 47. But it'll bring up second down and about 9, call it, as Hill goes for a lot less than the previous carry that would have put him in the end zone for the second time. 9:58 and counting to play here in the first. Strathaven leading by 7 and looking for more. Eight-man front for the Pencrest defense. On first down, a little counterplay. Looking for room is Hunter Mazur, and he's banged his way inside the 15. And a host of red jerseys wraps him up from there at the 14-yard line. So give him about five on the carry. This brings up third down and a long four.
Yeah, this is not a game, you know, ending drive, obviously, but Pencrest can really do themselves a favor by having their defense at least stop a touchdown. If they have to give up a field goal, they will. But third down and, was it about five? Yep.
They'll snap it from the 14 just inside the right hash. Atsevez, two tight ends in front of him, wing tee behind him. It's Nulon off left side, and he's got first down yardage across the 10 and stumbles down to the 6. Give eight more to the fullback. And once again, they'll put the ball, the sticks on the ground. And Mike Wilson wrestles Nulon down at the 7, but first and goal to go. Panthers have four cracks at it from 7 yards away. Panthers have to be feeling good about their start here.
Yeah, well, yeah. Can't do much better than this.
Reeves, tight end to the left. Denzel Thompson, tight end to the right. On first down, quick count in the give is to Nulon, and he is wrestled down by 77, Brian DeWar.
Zach Nulon on the carry.
Literally
wrestled
down.
Got him around the collar and just dragged him back.
Yeah,
probably
no
gain on the play.
Clancy's been running, you know, off the tackles and up the middle. It's be interesting to see if we have some speed on the outside.
Pretty straightforward stuff thus far from the Panthers. Of course, they've only had 12 and 19 yards, respectively, of field to work with. Keep it simple right now. Wind gusting in the face of Evan Atsevez, who's under center here. Unbalanced line here on second and goal. It's Nulon off the left side. He follows that unbalanced line, and he plows his way in for the touchdown, I believe.
No.
Still no signal. And they're going to say just shy.
Yeah, boy.
Just shy.
The one
inches away.
Yeah,
inches away. Looked from here like he was in. Referee's a lot closer. And we'll take their word for it.
And you know, we talk about this all the time. High school football, it is so tough to stop a team with, you know, a foot or less to go. I mean, it's the expertise is not there. So let's see what happens. Pencrest is, of course, hoping for some kind of a turnover here.
Atsevez under center. He's going to keep it himself on the sneak, pushing his way off the right side. I don't know. They're going to say short. He's short. Atsevez had a one-yard sneak a week ago against Haverford. Not this time.
Wow. That's a great defensive stand right there.
Good work there by the middle of the defensive line. Big 52, Mike Goolsby, three-year starter there.
I mean, it's never going to show up on the stats, but they actually lost a couple inches there, at least from the ball placement.
Yeah.
You know, football is not one of these perfect-type sports.
Atsevez will bring in the play. Panthers will go for it here on fourth and less than a yard. 6:52 and counting to play in the opening quarter. Panthers trying to cash in on a second Pencrest turnover. Wing tee, two tight ends, give us to Nulon off the left side. He is in for a touchdown. He didn't get much, didn't need much. Nulon pounds it in off the left side. And the senior, thanks for the growl, has his 10th rushing touchdown of the season already. 6:39 to play in the first. Emmett Young on to attempt his second extra point of the night. Atsevez will hold. Chris Rossini will snap it. Snap is high, pulled down by Atsevez, spotted, kick is away, and good. Emmett Young pounds it through. He's 2 for 2. The Panthers offense, 2 for 2, putting it in the end zone. 14-0 Strathaven, 6:39 to play in the opening quarter. Pencrest will try it again when we come back. Stick with us. Lions offense trying to get on track here on HavenFootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Well, compared to the first drive, this one took a lot longer and went a lot further, but still just a 19-yard yeah. scoring drive for the Panthers. Two kickoffs, two fumbles for the Pencrest return team, and Emmett Young will tee it off for a third time here, almost midway through the first quarter now. But 14-0 in the Lions here on homecoming weekend, trying to turn things around in a big hurry. Manny Ruffin standing deep. Emmett Young will kick it in his direction. It's going to come down to one of the up men, though. And here comes Poole. Oh, and he is undercut and dumped. Nice hit there from Jamai Springfield and dumps him at the 32-yard line. But Pencrest gets their offense on the field for the
that
first time tonight.
That was a heck of an effort.
What is that sound bite? Mike.
That's new.
Surprising us out from everywhere. All right. Pencrest offense looks like this. Chris Mills is your quarterback. Caleb Mihalik is your fullback. Running backs will also include Zach Kout and John Cosgrove. Manny Ruffin is your wide receiver along with Mark Ulm. In the center is Nick Neumiller. Mike Kutzmanich and Max King are the guards. Brian DeWar and Mike Wilson are the bookend tackles. Lions are short a man right now. Just trying to get their 11th man on the field. Here comes Cosgrove. Mihalik.
5 seconds.
Offset eye behind Mills. He's under center with receivers split to either side on first down from the 32. They toss to the left. Mihalik looking for a little bit of running room. Panthers turn him inside and pursue and wrestle him down to the 36 or so. Caleb Mihalik, give him 4 on his first carry of the evening. Panther defense tonight, again, banged up, missing 4 starters as they were a week ago. But Rob Dubois, Brandon King, Lee Hulbert, and John Hara are your down 4. Inside linebackers, a pair of sophomores, Luke Healy and Ethan Belleville. Nick O'Connor on the outside, along with Makai Hill. Jake Fisher will see some time at outside linebacker as well, as Chris Rossini takes the free safety spot on first and second down and 7. Mihalik pounds his way out to the 41 and 42 maybe, and brings up 3rd down and 1. So Fisher actually lined up at outside linebacker at the moment. They go with Chris Rossini at free safety and the corners, Tommy Foster and Jamai Springfield. But there may be some rotation in there from time to time, depending on formation, down and distance. Here, 3rd and 1 from the 42. Mills under center, I formation behind him, dotted by Mihalik. They give to the up man, Cosgrove, who has a couple of yards out near the 45-yard line and enough to move the sticks for a Lions first down. So, something positive there for Pencrest there to get it going.
Absolutely. Pencrest definitely pushing Haven's defense off the line. I mean, they are getting yards, and that's going to have to be corrected. Otherwise, Pencrest just march right down this field.
They'll snap it from there, 45, 5-10 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. Ruffin split to the near side. Offset eye, Cosgrove is your fullback. 3-step drop, they fire to the outside. It is caught by Ruffin. Jamai Springfield closes quickly, but Ruffin falls to the Panther 45 for a gain of 10 and a first down. Nice delivery from Mills.
Jamai Springfield on the stop for Strathaven.
Ruffin came into tonight with second on the team in receptions, 13 catches, 154 yards and a score. Of course, he was the quarterback a year ago, but made the transition here with Chris Mills, the rising junior.
I don't know what
under
the
center.
What the wind's like on the field, because the banners are blowing occasionally. Up here it's pretty breezy, but that was a nice clean pass.
Ullman slot left, split left is Ruffin. I formation behind Mills on first down. Mills gives the tailback. Mihalik, a lot of room this time across the 40, spins his way to this Panther 38. Second, third effort gets him near first down yardage. We'll check the spot when they unpile, but the Panthers having their hands full with number 20 so far. They'll move the sticks, give him 10.
Boy, and this has been an issue for the Panthers all year long. They have got, I don't know exactly what the pointers would be. And I understand you're up against some strong running backs occasionally, but to have 4 or 5 guys on somebody and not be able to bring him down, somebody grab his legs and trap him. I mean, it's stop with the chest grabs.
Mihalik, 6'2", 180. The junior dots the eye again. Cosgrove, fullback offset to the left side. Tight end to the right. Toss to that left side again. Mihalik is met in the backfield this time, and the Panthers swarm pretty quickly. Still a nice job to lean forward for a yard.
Absolutely.
Healy turned him inside where he got some help. But still, Makai Hill and Healy combine on the tackle after a gain of just 1,
yep,
second and 9.
Shortest gain for Pencrest so far from scrimmage.
Gain of 1.
Patrick Hughes is your kicker. His field goal a year ago was the difference in the 9-7 Pencrest victory. He's trying to get loose on the sideline here, but Pencrest, second and nine, looking for more than three here. Number 13, Mark Ullman. Slot to the right, split right is Ruffin. I formation again behind Chris Mills. Back to pass on the play fake. Looking, he wants it on the near sideline. It is incomplete, underthrown. Mekhi Hill was lurking there, and probably a good thing that it was underthrown.
Yeah, except 13, who is, I can't see my sheets.
Mark Ullman.
Mark Ullman was streaking towards the 10 and was open. He just didn't see him or felt the better pass was shorter.
Third and nine. Mills, as we mentioned, missed last week's game due to injury, but comes in 24 of 59 for 258 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception on the season. This time they go trips to the right. No tight ends, two in the slot, and shotgun look for the first time. On third and nine, Mills rolling to his right, looking. He lets it go, has a man out there, and incomplete. Good hit from Springfield to knock it, for separate Ruffin from the ball inside the 20. So now, fourth and nine from the 34, down two scores. My guess is the offense stays on the field here.
I think under any circumstance the offense stays on the field. I don't think that field goal is maneuverable, is makeable. I haven't seen the kick.
Yeah, unless you're looking to punt, you know, coffin corner here. And
you're good at it. Otherwise, you're going to end up with a net result of 12 yards or something. Why bother?
Clock is stopped with 3:02 to play here in the first quarter. Pencrest trailing by two scores needs a big play here on fourth and nine. Ruffin, split to the left of the formation over on that far sideline. Wing to the right. Motioning to the left side now is Ullman. Looks, fires, tipped, and is still caught by Count down the middle. Nearly intercepted underneath.
Complete to Connor Moretti.
But it is Connor Moretti. I said Zach Count unintentionally there, but Moretti on the deflection has him down inside the 15-yard line to the 14. Big conversion for the Lions on fourth down.
Great way to keep your eye on the ball. Once it was tipped, keep looking for it, grabbed it.
Gain of 18 on the play. First and 10 from the 13-yard line, and now flags first.
And from the pointing, it looks like it's on Pencrest.
I have to say that fourth down play, it was awfully close to the motion man turning upfield before that snap.
Really, I didn't see that.
Very close. Not a complaint, just an observation, but give credit to Mills. Good delivery. Got just enough on it to get it through that linebacker level, and Moretti with a big 18-yard catch. Now set up first and 15, back at the 18 after the illegal procedure penalty. Tight end to the right. I formation, give is to Mihalik, looking to bounce it outside, cuts back inside, and another missed tackle, and Mihalik will take Mihalik it down inside carry. The 10 to the 9. Give him 9 on his first down carry. Good blocking up front, I will say. I mean, from a defensive standpoint, Panthers will always say, we can do better, we can tackle better, but that was pretty well done. John Harris is going to check out of the game. And 61, Rob Dubois checks back in at defensive end. Two receivers split far to the left side. Tailback given. Mihalik is in for the touchdown. Again, two Panthers with a crack at him. Just didn't tackle him. Nice work by Mihalik. Is that a lion growl?
That's a lion.
Here? Okay.
Listen,
way different than the Panther growl.
We're on Pencrest video tonight. We got to do something here.
I had no idea the distinct difference between the lion roar and the Panther.
Yeah,
but
it took
me
3 hours to find it, but don't worry about it.
Mihalik with a 7-yard touchdown run at the 140 mark of this first quarter. And now Pat Hughes on to attempt the extra point and cut this lead in half. Snap is juggled and it's scrambled for it, and that'll be it. Tommy Foster came rolling in there to try to block it and just had to, fall on top of the holder. And so the score stays 14-6. Strathaven on top, and we'll get the ball back here late in the first when we come back. Stick with us. Lions have answered with a roar of their own. Strathaven will get it back when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Caleb Mihalik is cut into the Strathaven lead, 14-6 Panthers, and here's a low squib kick. It's going to be picked up at the 28-yard line, and this is Jake Fisher out across the 40. Panthers will get good field position to start here. Their third drive of the night, 1:33 to play here in the first quarter. 14-6, Strathaven on top. Speaking of 14-6, Ruston on top of Great Valley, 14-6. Closer to home in the Central League, 14-7 is your score. Haverford on top of Garnet Valley.
Really?
Haverford trying to defend their home turf once again tonight. First and 10 from the 42. Panthers will snap it from the right hash as they move right to left, and the officials are going to talk things over before the snap.
Oh, the problem with the chains.
All right. Getting everything set over on that far sideline. And we should be ready to go. Tommy Foster checks into the game as a split end. He's to the left of the formation on this near sideline. Wing to the right, Hunter Mazur. Wing to the left is Makai Hill. Jet sweep to Mazur, looking for room across the 40-yard line, stretches it out across the 45 and near midfield, and then a big hit on the near sideline as Mazur was knocked out of bounds. Zach Kaut credited with the tackle. Mazur bounces back up, and here we are at the 50-yard line. Second down and two as Mazur goes for 8 on his second carry of the evening.
That was a good effort because he really didn't get the corner as clean as he could have, and he just kept pushing and pushing it and got a nice 8 yards on that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, at the point of attack, Pencrest stretched that out pretty well, but still, second and short here, nose of the football on the midfield stripe. Split to the far side of the formation is Tommy Foster. Motion man is Makai Hill from left to right. Back to pass, fire a bubble screen, and way over the head this time of Tommy Foster. Atsevez takes a heavy hit, and then you got a wrestling match here at the midfield stripe between Holbert and number 57, Jake Quinn. So we will check. I think you're going to end up with unnecessary roughness.
Yeah.
Against two. I'm not sure.
Strathaven, I think.
Well, we'll see.
And that pass was almost a lateral. That was real close to being behind him.
One-step drop there for Atsevez, and he took a big hit.
Haven's clapping. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
the jury deliberates.
Now, if they offset,
the alumni tent at the north end of the stadium,
if they offset, they're just going to go third and two from the 50 here. But we will see. So, wind picks up momentarily here. It's 1:21, and now officials are writing things down. I'm hoping there's not an ejection here for either team. Okay. So they both get a slap on the wrist here. Post play, so it will be third down and two from the 50. Strathaven will set up at the left hash.
Third and two for Strathaven.
Now you think, you know, it's offset, so no harm done, but had that been a pass or a play that ran for a touchdown, it brings it all back to replay it.
Ryan Krause checks in a tackle. Holbert will
get
an earful from the far sideline. So Krause in at left tackle. Tommy Foster sets up tight end to the right. Under center on third and two. Give is to Newline, and he has enough for a first down. Kipps picks up 3 to the Lions 47. And Zach Newline with 7 carries for 30 yards now unofficially. And the second Strathaven touchdown. Keeps the chains moving, keeps the clock moving. Strathaven on top by 8 with just over a minute to play here in the opening quarter. 14-6 is your score. Panthers taking advantage of 2 very short fields after fumbled kickoffs by the Lions. Split end to the right. Motion man to that side, and they run a rocket toss to Makai Hill. He has some room, and he's down near the 40-yard line of Pencrest.
By Iron Mike Wilson.
Wilson tracks him down after a gain of about 7, so new little wrinkle there from the wing tee.
That looked good. It was well blocked and plenty of running room.
Makai Hill, second leading rusher for the Panthers coming into tonight, averaging a little over 4 yards per carry. We're inside of 30 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. Second down and four. Quick count. Give us to Hill. Lots of room off that right side. Down the far sideline he goes. 30, 25, 20, and wrestled out of bounds at the far sideline. Count drags him down at the 15, but big time run there for Makai Hill. Give him 26, and a Panther first down.
And there was a potential to throw a block. I think the fear was that he was going to get called for any kind of a block. He was cleanly in front of him, but he backed off the block. And, of course, from here it looked like he could have made it. I have no idea.
All right, they'll give him the 17-yard line. So give Hill 24 on the carry. And Atsevez will say, let the clock run out here. 10 seconds, 9 seconds, 8 seconds. And Coach Kevin Clancy is going to say, let's switch ends of the field. Take a 14-6 lead after 12 minutes of play. So, with that in mind, we're going to take a short timeout with them. Panthers on the move with their third offensive series. Lions trying to shut the door here at Lewis Scott Field. Glad you're joining us on HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Second quarter action ready to begin. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer doing the color commentary, engineering, and more. Pete Fulgenetti with the stats and spotting. And the Pencrest High School television production class joining us here tonight and putting together a simulcast, and hope all is going well, whether you're seeing it or hearing it live or on the archive. So, second quarter ready to start here. Strathaven now with the wind at their back, leading 14-6 and looking for more as they'll snap it from the Pencrest 17. Two tight ends, Thompson to the left, Reeves to the right, and the give is to Makai Hill, and he pushes his way inside the 15 to the 14. And, again, lots of officials are getting in there pretty quickly post-play. We've had a few moments of extra aggression from both teams here.
Yeah, traditionally these two teams aren't real fond of each other, but coaches are well aware of that, and we know both coaches are adamant about the way their players behave themselves during these games.
Second down and eight. Dozier over the football. He'll snap it to Atsevez with a wing tee behind him, two tight ends in front of him. On second down, give is to Nulon on the delay, and he's going next to nowhere. Nice work there filling the hole by. And then another flag post-play here, and we'll see. All right. So Nulon goes for a yard, and then more discussion here. We might end up with another unsportsmanlike call.
I didn't see it.
I think Reeves was tied up downfield a little bit, but we'll see what the call is.
Conduct on the defense.
Ooh. All right. Another little bit of extra there from the Pencrest defense, and now half the distance to the goal will give Strathaven a first down.
As a coach, that would drive me absolutely nuts. Just give away yards for no particular reason. You know, check your egos at the doors, guys. This is a game. Play it and play it between the whistles.
Both teams guilty of unsportsmanlike through the first 12 minutes and change, but this one hurts for Pencrest. Sticks on the ground on the far sideline. First and goal to go from the 7. Two tight ends. Wing tee. And the give is to Makai Hill. Off the right tackle again. He's going to push his way inside the 5, down near the 4. Give him 3. Clock continues to tick, and the Panthers continue to move it forward.
You know, watching this game, if you didn't know what the score was, you'd say, this is looking pretty good. I mean, offensive line is pushing pretty hard for the Panthers. Pencrest defense is playing it tough. On either side of the ball, it's a nice tight game. They're just, of course, Pencrest hasn't had the ball much. That's part of the problem when you give up two touchdowns in the opening series.
Pencrest has had it once. They went on a nice 68-yard scoring drive. But here the Panthers trying to put together a long drive of their own. Second down and goal to go from the four, and the Panthers jump. So false start here against Strathaven. Will back them up to the nine, and maybe a different look here in terms of a play call. Wind at their back, on and again, it's a pretty stiff breeze here. This is going to be a factor, I believe.
Yeah, it's hard to tell because if you look at the flags on the on the goalpost, there's nothing. Result of the penalty brings. So we're about, 30 feet off the ground here, 34
feet. Right, the stars and stripes above the scoreboard, about 30 feet even above us, looks to be
Now it's
blowing pretty well.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. 9:57. 9:56 and counting to play here in the first half. Neulon is your fullback. Alongside of him is Makai Hill. Mazur is wing to the right. Give is to Hill. Now a little toss play on a reverse. This is Tommy Foster. Gets a block from Atsevez. Trying to turn the corner, and they track him down at the five.
Foster.
That's a lot.
Good pursuit. Excellent pursuit there. For number 57, Jake Quinn on the stop over there. Foster with a four-yard run.
Yeah, which you I think you're right about 30 yards to make that four-yard run.
Brings up third and goal from the five. So the Panthers pull one, pull a little trick play out of there. Couldn't stretch it quite far enough. Third and goal from the five. Two tight ends again. Atsevez with a longer count this time. Gives a new line off left tackle. He's going to bull his way inside the five to about the one. Fourth and goal from the one upcoming, and my guess is you go back to Neulon one more time.
Yeah, I don't think sneaks are a good idea here.
A little too far out. Fourth and goal. The Panthers have cashed in here before already this evening. Coming into the night, 5 of 12 on fourth down. We'll try it again here with 8 minutes and change to play in the second quarter. Already leading by eight, trying to get that two-touchdown lead back. Goolsby, Duar, and the defensive front need a big stop here. Fourth and goal to go from the one. It's Neulon off the left side again, and he's in for the touchdown for the second time. 8:19 to play here. Panthers have been in the end zone, courtesy of 3 one-yard touchdown runs. The first from Makai Hill, and now two for Zach Neulon. His 11th on the season. And the Panthers now with a two-touchdown lead. And Emmett Young on to attempt his third extra point. Well, that's a pretty nice drive there for the Panthers. They go 58 yards after Jake Fisher's return set him up in pretty good field position. Evan Atsevez will hold. He spots it. Young, plenty of leg, and right down the middle again. 21-6, Strathaven. 8:19 to play here in the first half. Pencrest trying to get back on the seesaw here and tilt it in their direction when we come back. You're listening live to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Strathaven 21, Pencrest 6, as we return to Lewis Scott Field on homecoming weekend here at Pencrest. Emmett Young has a teed for the fourth time tonight and ready to kick it away. Standing deep to return, number 21, Zach Kaut, along with Manny Ruffin. Quick score update, Imhotep on top of Malvern Prep, 14-0. And here is a short end-over-end kick. It's going to come down at about the 20-yard line. Looking for running room is Ullman, and he is wrestled down by Jemai Springfield and others. Ullman had an 80-yard kick return touchdown against Harriton that was wiped out by a penalty. So, again, that's a guy who can run it a long way if you give him space. The Panthers only give him that space to the 31-yard line, and that's where the offense for the Lions will start. Just their second offensive possession of the game thus far. Panthers dominating in time of possession, but, of course, when the Lions had the ball, they went 68 yards on a nice scoring drive last time they had it. Two receivers to the right, two receivers left, wing right, and shotgun for Mills. Motion man is Ullman. Flag on the play, and you're going to get a false start here. They try to get Ullman on a little bubble screen, but people moving forward just before that snap, and we'll end up with procedure here against Pencrest. A lot of laundry on the field tonight in the first half, Mike.
Yeah, you know, I think once referees see that there's issues between players, they get very, very quick on the flags because they just don't want things out of control, and I think it just reminds these players they've got to play the game properly. I will tell you that when there's heavy winds, being a former football player, sometimes it whistles through your helmet, and it's very tough to hear. I mean, I've never played in front of 100,000 people or anything. I'm sure that's impossible. But, you know, it does get a little noisy in there.
Same formation on first and 15. From the 26, Mills takes the shotgun snap, gives to Mahalik. Looking for room off that right side, turns the corner, and he's going to barrel through 1, 2, 3 tacklers and take him down to the 38-yard line. Gain of 12 for Mahalik. Tough, tough running, and just a junior. So the Panthers have another year of him to look forward to, never mind the next three quarters.
Harris definitely hurting. He was chasing that play, and he would have had that last week with no problem, and he couldn't keep up. It's got to be tough for him.
Ball on their own. Nick O'Connor in there at outside linebacker as well, trying to support the left side of that Panther defense. I formation. Two receivers to the left. On second and short, gives it to Mahalik one more time. He delays and dances his way across the 40 for first down yardage to the 43. Good patience that time from the junior, Caleb Mahalik.
Makai Hill on the stop, but not before another first down.
They move the chains up to the 43-yard line, and Strathaven defense has had their hands full.
Yeah, they're really they're not able to make much of a stop. I mean, this stage of the game, you have to say to yourself, you know, without the two early turnovers, you know, this is a 14-6 game.
Well, 7 minutes and counting to play.
7-6 game, sorry.
In at left guard now, John George for the Pencrest Lions, 6'4", 300-pounder. Motion man from left to right, back to passes Mills. They come back to this near side and incomplete, looking for Manny Ruffin. Well, all the action of the play going right, and then a throwback to this left side, try to get Ruffin the football in some space, and couldn't quite connect. Second down and 10.
And actually, I know he was upset with himself for a variety of reasons. He appeared to have tripped on the turf and then dropped the ball, but he was better off dropping the ball. Otherwise, he'd been lost for 2 yards. In high school football, you're down when your knee makes contact, and there's no getting up from that. So once he was down, he was finished.
Panther defense has to stretch it out this time. And let's see, timeout. Okay, timeout Pencrest. It looked like they had 12 men in the huddle, so good decision there for Coach Strapp and the Lions offense. We'll take a short timeout with them. Be back in just a moment. Strathaven on top, 21-6, but the Lions trying to roar back here at Pencrest High. Glad you're joining us on HavenFootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. Nobody in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson. Sending it back to Lewis Scott Field here in media. Quick update from Ridley and Springfield. They are tied at 7. Thanks to Matt Smith at the Delco Times for the update. Here, second down and 10. Mills with a little shovel screen and give is to Ullman, who dances outside at the 50. Pressure from the backside, and Belleville wraps him up, but still carrying tacklers inside the 40-yard line. Terrific play design and terrific execution. First and 10 for the Lions, all the way down to the 38.
And another missed tackle 10 yards earlier that they just couldn't wrap him up and do anything with him. And that's just killing the Panthers on defense. They just can't seem to make a one-on-one stop with virtually anybody at this stage of the game.
Give Ullman 19 on his first catch of the night. Believe that pass went forward. I don't think it was quite a lateral, right?
No, I thought it was forward, too.
All right. We'll check the tape over the weekend, right?
Yes, we will.
Wing to the right is Ullman. Receivers are split. He motions from right to left. Mills takes the snap and hands off to Mahalik. And Gerard, John Harrah has him wrapped up this time at the 36. Gain of just two for Mahalik, who's up to 54 yards rushing on just nine carries and has the Pencrest touchdown that came at the 140 mark of that first quarter. Cut the lead at that moment to 14-6, but now 21-6 Strathaven, and the Lions trying to answer again. Both defenses tonight have been on their heels through the first quarter and a half here. 5:59 and counting to play here in the first half. Manny Ruffin split far to the right. Motion man to the right side. They flood it now. Snap it goes over the head of Mills. Scramble for it. Ball still loose. And I don't know. Panthers ball still loose. And let's see now. Four different guys had a shot at it, but finally the Panthers are on it at the 47-yard line. Heads up play on the recovery, and good pursuit there from Zach Nulon, who was in it inside linebacker. Nulon with a recovery at the 47. Shotgun snap goes awry, and now the Panthers, with a two-touchdown lead, have it near midfield again.
Boy, I tell you, that's just, it was unfortunate. It was just a bad snap. Quarterback did what he could to jump on it, squirted it off from under him. Again, we haven't had any real moisture here for the last 45 minutes, but sure, the field's still wet.
Yep, field's so, wet, so the ball is wet, and literally four guys had a shot at it from both teams.
Kept squirting out.
Nulon looked like the last man in there. Nulon has the carry off the left side this time and picks up maybe 2 yards, maybe two if they're generous. And it'll bring up second down and long. Not much doing there, thanks to a good effort from 57, Jake Quinn. Second down and nine upcoming. So the Panthers, again, no eye-popping stats to speak of thus far. But
no,
they've had a short field most of the evening.
Except for the turnovers are three their favor.
Yep. Tommy Foster. And now we're going to call timeout. Head coach Kevin Clancy looks as happy as a wet cat right now. So here we are, second down and nine, and the first timeout for Strathaven. We'll keep it right here and see if we can't get a couple of score updates from elsewhere. Mentioned earlier, Springfield and Ridley tied at seven. Ridley jumped out in front, but Springfield has answered. And now Ridley has the ball inside the Springfield 10.
Okay.
And we'll see if they can punch it in. Perk Valley on top, 7-0. They're trying to stay undefeated up in the Pac-10. Bensalem 7, Pensbury nothing. We'll keep everybody posted on Garnet Valley and Haverford as well. Try to get an update here in just a moment. But Strathaven back in the huddle and ready to snap it on second down and nine from the 48-yard line. Foster, split end to the left. Wing to the right is Hunter Mazur. On second and nine, gives it to Makai Hill. He cuts it back. He's across the midfield stripe and to the Pencrest 48. So Hill picks up four more. It's going to bring up third down and about five.
Breckenridge and Gould.
So Panthers need a play here. I think there's
third and five for the Panthers.
I don't think you're in a four-down territory here.
No, I would definitely punt it away here if I can't get the first.
So third and five. Wouldn't shock me to see a hard count here either. Hunter Mazur, wing to the right. Wing to the left is Makai Hill. Nulon is your fullback. Mazur goes in motion. They toss it to Hunter Mazur, looking for room off that left side. Ducks outside and not much doing. He's going to lose a yard. Very good discipline from the defense there.
Absolutely. And very poor blocking from Haven. I mean, they had the blocks. And I don't know what – obviously they're time blocks because they both slid off their blocks after about 3.5 seconds, but the running back hadn't gone by him yet.
Nice work there by Shane Jones, inside linebacker.
And Pencrest has their first hold.
Defense, first stop of the game there for Pencrest defense. That's right. Strathaven, their only stop was really on the
turnover.
Fumble.
Right.
So Mark Ullman stands deep to return the punt. Zach Nulon comes in with a 38-yard punt average with the wind at his back here, trying to pin him deep. Steps into one and booms it. Line drive kick is going to send Ullman back inside the 10. It's going to go all the way into the end zone. So 51 on the punt. Sorry, 49. They were still on the Pencrest side of the field. So 49 on the punt. They'll net just 29 as they march it out to the 20-yard line. No return, obviously, but 80 yards of field in front of the Lions here with 3:32 to play before halftime. Two timeouts in their pocket, and they trail 21-6.
Well, and for Haven, you know, not to be able to take advantage of the turnover is this is the kind of stuff that comes back and haunts you later in a tight game, which, it's not now, but with this wind and this weather and these two teams seem to be battling each other fairly equally other than what the scoreboard shows, this could come down to the wire.
Strathaven will get the ball to start the second half, but here the defense trying to slow things down. Motion man is Ullman. They toss it to that left side. Following the motion is Mahalik. On the full halfback toss, Belleville runs him out of bounds there at about the 20-yard line, I believe.
Good defensive play.
Good work there by Chris Rossini coming up from the free safety spot as well.
Ethan Belleville.
So Ethan Belleville thrust into the starting lineup. Had 11 tackles, a pass defense, a forced fumble, a fumble recovery all last week. And was in on the stop there. Just a sophomore. They're expecting big things from he and the other sophomore alongside of him, Luke Healy, in the weeks and years ahead. No gain for Mahalik. Panthers starting to find him a little bit. I formation, two receivers to the right. Mills, Mahalik on the counter. Wrestled down by Brandon King after a gain of four. Give him five as he tumbled forward.
Mahalik on the carry, brought down by Brandon.
Clock
King.
Continues to tick. 3:12, 3:11 and counting to play here in the third quarter. I would wonder if the clock continues to tick here and the Panthers get a stop if Coach Clancy might think about a timeout or keep two in your pocket for the offense. 2:55 and counting to play here in the second quarter. Big third and five here from their own 25. Mills is under center, tight end to the right. Offset eye behind him. Receivers are split, and he's back to pass. Looking to that right side. Fires out there. It is caught for a first down, and nice work there by numbers. Stand up, young man. Couldn't see your number.
Number 11?
Number.
What is it?
Pass is complete to Mark Ullman.
Okay, it was Ullman. 13. All right. I thought that was him, pre-snap there, but turned away from me for a moment. Nice delivery from Mills now, who is starting to click. That will, 4 for 7.
That will make Coach Clancy's decision unnecessary as they get four fresh downs.
4 for 7, 58 yards passing for Mills, who's under center here. Fullback is offset as a wing to the left. Pump fake, back to pass. He's looking deep down the sideline. It is intercepted by Thomas Foster. Foster shakes a tackle. 50, 45, 40 down this near sideline. Convoy in front of him. Foster is out of bounds near the 20-yard line. Pass is underthrown, and then there's a flag. 15 more is going to get tacked on right here as Foster was run out of bounds and then slammed down by another frustrated Lion. And, the Lions are frustrated, and now you're going to move half the distance to the goal line here. First interception of the season for Thomas Foster. And pass just a little bit off the mark. Ruffin seemed to turn inside, and the pass was going to the outside shoulder.
Yeah, and the wind was blowing, too. We don't know whether it was on the field. But it's gutsy to be throwing tonight. You don't know where the wind's coming from or how it's coming. This is just more Pencrest bad luck, which is the old story. If it wasn't for bad luck, you'd have no luck at all tonight. So
nose of the football is just outside the 10-yard line, and so are they going to use? No, I guess they're going to say it's at the 10. All right, they're not going to put the yard markers up, so it's first and goal to go from the 10, I believe.
Are they see an interpretation
of look at
PIA
this? Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, they just moved the ball.
The ball to the 10. All right, here we go. First and 10. First and goal to go from the 10. Two tight ends, wing tee. Flags everywhere. Everybody moved except the ball.
Yep. So, of course, we never know whether it was the center who didn't understand what the count was or whether everybody else was. It's the old story. I'm okay, you're okay, or I'm okay, and you're all nuts.
So back to the 15 it goes. Panthers have had their share of sloppiness tonight as well. No turnovers, though. So four.
Oh, there goes the Carroll curse.
Yes, there it is. You're right. Four first-half turnovers here for the Lions. Three fumbles and an interception, disrupting things to say the least. Tight end to the left is Reeves. Thompson to the right. Give is to Mazur on the left side. He has a lot of room inside the 10, inside the 5. Carrying tacklers. Flag comes in late, and we'll see.
Well, that could be a face mask.
It's going to be hold or a face mask. Yeah. Mazur's got 14 yards down to the 1. And tough running for Mazur. Once he gets his shoulder square, I know everybody loves his speed and, you know, laterally on the jet sweeps, but, boy, when he's running straight ahead, he is strong. West Point recruit for lacrosse. And the Panthers happy to have him on the football field, obviously. So now check the flag. Pencrest defense seems to be set up at the goal line here.
Pencrest indicates it's Strathaven.
Block in the back. Goodness. Block in the back. Spot foul at the 2-yard line. So my goodness. They're going to move this back to the 12, which means if you're blocking and back at the 2-yard line when your running back's tackled at the 1, ouch. All right. Costly mistake for the Panthers there, but they'll get to do first down over. Here we go. First and goal from the 11 now. Mazur one more time. They give it to him on the same play off that left side. He spins through tacklers again. He's going to wrestle his way down inside the 5. They'll put the ball on the 5, so give Mazur 6.
No timeouts. I mean, we have timeouts.
They have 2 timeouts. I think they're going to be... We'll let the clock work here, I believe, and see if they'll use it if they have to.
Brings up second and goal.
Clock ticks, 1:06. Panthers confident they can get things going. My guess is you don't get in the end zone here. You're calling timeout on third down. Save it for the third and potentially fourth down play. Clock continues to melt. 54 seconds and counting to play.
Homecoming alumni tent.
Here in the first half. Second and goal to go from the 5. This is Nulon off the left edge. He's going to push his way near the goal line and just shy. 42 seconds, 41 seconds, 40 seconds. Third and goal to go from inside the 1, and timeout indeed is called Strathaven. So, 35 seconds to play here before halftime. We'll keep it right here.
Okay.
And, again, very familiar turf here for the Panthers. They are set up at the 1-yard line for the fourth time tonight. 3 1-yard touchdown runs. Mekhi Hill at the 10:39 mark of the first. Zach Nulon at the 6:39 mark of the first. And Nulon again at the 8:19 mark. Now with just 35.8 seconds left on the clock, they'll snap it one more time. And my guess is you go Nulon or Atsevez on the keeper.
I don't like Atsevez on keepers. I'm not too sure what the issues are, but you know, whether it's a blocking issue or I don't know. But Atsevez is not the strength, and I'd rather hit the hole with somebody that is just going to plow into it. So I think what it is Atsevez is looking for that opening, and I'm not too sure it's happening.
Zach Nulon with 11 touchdowns on the season now. He lines up as the fullback on third and goal from the 1. Atsevez under center. 2 tight ends in front of him. Give Nulon off the left side, and he is in for the touchdown. The third time tonight, Zach Nulon cashes in. And the Panthers on top by 3 scores for the first time. Again, some extracurriculars after the play. No flags, but a lot of yapping down there. So 27-6, extra point pending now. As Emmett Young on for the fourth time tonight. Frustrating evening thus far for the Lions.
Oh, yeah, just terrible.
Four turnovers and countless penalties, many of them post-snap. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is good. And Young, the freshman, 4 for 4 on the evening. Panthers, 5 offensive possessions, 4 of them in the end zone. Pretty good percentage here for the Silver and Black. Lions with 32 seconds to work with when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
In the books, it'll go down as a 10-yard scoring drive. Tommy Foster's interception near midfield. 30-yard run back, and then a unnecessary roughness penalty gives Haven a short field for the third time tonight, and they cash in again. All right, this short kickoff is going to come down to Goolsby, who just trucks a man at the 40-yard line and out to the 42. Not often that Big 52 gets to run with the football, and he made it count that time.
That was a heck of an effort.
Goolsby just flattened a Strathaven. That's a bug on the windshield right there.
Yeah.
So the Lions, with 27 seconds, the wind in their face, and I believe two timeouts remaining.
Well, this time I don't think you want to be too aggressive. I think you run some plays. I would not throw it. You're having a tough night, and you don't want to give up a score here.
Panthers, up 28-6 and a deep cover three here. Three wide receivers to the left. Mills under center, motion man. Going from left to right. Back to pass is Mills. He is going to look to throw. He's rolling. Eyes downfield, not going to run it. Runs away from one man, two man. Dances out to the left side, and he's banged down by Makai Hill near the first down marker, and that will stop the clock. Is that for a timeout, or is that to move the chains?
Timeout, I think.
Okay, I would think. Would have stopped the clock momentarily anyway, but Mills, on his first carry of the night, picks up 10 and moves the sticks. The Lions will have one timeout remaining and snap it from the Panther 47-yard line, I believe.
Well, I'll give them points for guts. I mean, I would be very concerned that you're going to do something. I mean, again, part of it depends on your confidence in your quarterback. You know, say, look, throw it if it's really open. Hold on to it and do something else with it. Don't throw an interception. We can't afford the run back. And he obviously has the confidence as a quarterback to do the right thing. And, in fact, he did the right thing. Didn't see anybody downfield, and he took off.
Ben Salem on top of Pensbury, 14-0 at half. Upper Perk, 13. Upper Marion, nothing. Speaking of penalties, contagious here in Delaware County. Ridley has been whistled for 8 penalties in the first half in their Springfield game, most of them holding, says Matt Smith.
Well, that can be a judgment call, and that's one of the problems. You get a crew that is more sensitive to that than other times. I don't know.
Penridge on top of Council Rock South. Upper Moreland on top of Cheltenham. Here, 16 seconds left in the first half. Motion man from left to right is Aiden Poole. Back to pass is Mills. Under heavy pressure, and Holbert almost got him with one hand. Flag on the play. Mills is still looking downfield. Now he's going to run himself out of bounds with 7 seconds left. And Holbert was being held. Still nearly got a sack. Good pressure from Big 52. The junior is going to put Pencrest in a deep hole now. This is a spot foul back at the 44-yard line for the Lions. They're going to march them back to their own 34 here. 6.9 seconds to play here before halftime. Now it's maybe see how far Chris Mills can throw it into the wind.
Really? I would just take a knee and call it a half.
I would too. But, you know, you're going for it. You're down 3 scores. You're going for it on first and second and third down. But
yeah, but that, you know, that kind of a throw and hope for the best is the kind of thing that just kills you. Somebody picks it off and runs 80 yards back for a touchdown. I mean, that's just brutal.
Chris Rossini will stand in deep, deep center field, like Willie Mays type center field.
Yep.
Three receivers to the left. Wing to the left as well, and back to pass is Mills. He's going to load up. He's going to fire deep down the near sideline, and Foster is going to have himself his second interception of the night and slip down as the clock sounds. So Foster with his second pick of the evening. And that will take us to halftime. Strathaven's had a lot of things go well. 28-6. The visitors on top. 4 short scoring runs for the Panther fullback Zach Newlon. 1 more from Makai Hill. And a lot of short fields thanks to 4 Lions turnovers.
Yep.
So with that in mind, we're going to take a short timeout. Be back for halftime discussion with Pete Fulgenetti. I will work the scoreboard as best we can. Maybe get a chance to talk through some playoff possibilities as well. But, again, if you're joining us live or on the archive on havenfootball.net or via the Pencrest television production, glad you're joining us either way. So we've reached halftime. We'll hear from the Pencrest band momentarily. Pete and Mike, when we come back. 28-6, Strathaven on top here at Lewis Scott Field. Glad you're listening to HavenFootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. Nobody in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520. Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulginetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them.
Welcome back to Lewis Scott Field, where the Panthers are leading 28-6. It's been a performance very much lopsided, but it's not necessarily been dynamic for the Panthers. Pencrest has just not been able to hold on to the ball, turned over two balls immediately on kickoffs and first plays, and in the first 6 minutes of the game they had run exactly zero plays. So
yeah, Mike, when you see the score 28-6, you're thinking, man, the Panthers are just rolling them. It's really not the case. It's the Lions shooting themselves in the foot. In this first half, the Lions turned the ball over five times, three fumbles, two interceptions. The first two kickoffs they turned over to the Panthers inside their 20. So Strathaven's had very short fields to work, and of course they've scored, and you got to give them credit, but Pencrest has really turned the ball over to keep the score the way it is. If you look at our stats, we haven't gone over them yet, but it's pretty even. I don't think Strathaven has that many more yards gained than Pencrest, but because of all the turnovers they
had. Well, yeah, the two drives were limited.
They were under
drives,
20 yards.
So it'd be a 7-6 ball game based on the missed extra point for Pencrest.
The game's closer than the score, but we'll take it. A 28-6 lead. We're going to get the second half kickoff. And, it's looking pretty good tonight.
Well, you know, what the football gods giveth, the football gods taketh away. So although I don't expect Haven to make those kind of mistakes and turn the ball over like that, and, of course, with a lead like that, we expect them to play a much more conservative game. But
a lot of times in the last couple of games, we said Haven has got to come out in the second half and start throwing the ball. This is one night.
Not this half.
No, well, you have two reasons, Mike. You have the score is 28-6, and it's a raw, windy night, easy to turn the ball over. I expect a lot of off-tackle runs, Nuon and you know, they're just going to pound the ball. With the lead, you know, if they play smart, they right. should control this second half.
Well, the key, of course, is you want to control the ball whether you score or not, but you want to, you know, eat up 4, 5, 6 minutes at a time if you can. And if you can't stop Pencrest, which, of course, they've had trouble doing other than the turnovers, then, you know, if Pencrest scores after a 4 or 5 yard possession, does that twice in the second half, you still win. So I think Haven's going to come out here pretty conservatively, maybe try a couple of little plays they wanted to try. I don't think they're going to do any passing.
Look for this to happen also in the second half. I don't usually predict personnel changes on the field, but 89, John Harrah.
Yeah.
He's really struggling with that ankle injury out there.
Yeah, hopefully they'll just pull him out, let him relax.
And what I think Coach Clancy will do with him is tell him, you know, we're not going to need you the second half. Just let sit this one out and let us win it without you. And I think that would be the smart move here.
No, I absolutely agree. I think why make it any worse? Plus, you know, the problem is not only is it sore for him and he's uncomfortable with it, but he could make it a lot worse playing. And
right.
for what purpose?
I mean, get that stronger for next week's game. And, you know, you still have 5 games left after tonight. And, you know, that's the way you have to play this game tonight.
Yeah, well, tonight we have a little bit longer of a halftime because this is homecoming for Pencrest, which is the other bummer. I mean, you can't expect to win every time you have a homecoming game, but still, you don't want to get blasted. And right now it's going to be a tough homecoming based on this. So hopefully Pencrest
is going
to come back a little more.
I'd like to compliment the Pencrest field here. It's absolutely a gorgeous turf field. The lines, the end zones are in black. It's just a real almost professional looking field. Whoever did the job did a very good job.
Yeah, well, you know what they did that really makes it stand out is they had they put a black shading, and if you're watching the video you can see it, you know, if you're watching video tonight, but they did a black shading on the numbers, and boy,
yeah,
that really
it gives
makes
it a
them
three-dimensional
pop
look
out. Absolutely,
yeah, it's really done
absolutely.
Professionally
and
well.
Apparently it's drained very well. There has mm-hmm. been some slipping, but again, they are playing on essentially plastic. So, you know, when plastic gets wet, it tends to be a little slippery, and we don't know what shoes they're using. But both teams have had trouble handling the ball. It's just, unfortunately, Pencrest has lost possession of it on a regular basis. And, by the way, the 5 turnovers, the last one, I mean, it's technically going to go down in the books.
Right, the last one has no effect.
But
the other four did. I mean, when you turn the ball over on their first 2 kickoffs, and Strathaven has a 14-0 lead, only 3 minutes played. I mean, you're really putting yourself behind the eight ball, and that's what Pencrest did tonight.
No doubt. And Pencrest, look, I mean, right now they got to come back and they've got to show them they can play some mistake-free football. The other thing, if I was Pencrest coach, is, guys, you know, we're having a tough enough night. Stop with the penalties. I mean, you know, if you hold it or if you – things that happen while you play football, that doesn't
some
happen,
of those unsportsmanlike
really,
on the Pencrest side. I think some of the kids are
when you throw a guy down and you're a solid 3 or 4 yards out of bounds, come on, you know you're out of bounds. Stop.
Yeah, that's
stop.
Frustration.
Absolutely frustration. And I understand it, but it just, you know, it's bad enough in the middle of the field, but when you're down the 20-yard line and now it's first and goal because of an unsportsmanlike penalty, that just adds insult to injury. So anyway, they're announcing the homecoming court right now, and while they're doing that, boy, I'm so glad it's not pouring outside. So let's talk about the Eagles, who have a bye this week.
Absolutely, we have to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles.
So is the bye going to be the curse?
Nah, I mean, I wish the bye would have come in November, you know, when they had more injuries.
Yeah, but everybody wants the bye in November.
Yeah, everybody does. But what they did to the Steelers last week was, you know, nobody saw that coming. There's three things.
Least of all the Steelers.
There's three reasons why this team's 3-0, and they're very, very good right now. Reason number one, the defensive coordinator, Jim Schwartz, has these guys play an unbelievable defense. They're excited, and they're playing in positions where they should be. Chip Kelly had some of the linemen playing, linebackers. This team is playing the way it should be. The number two reason is the defense, the way it's playing. It's playing with the 4 down linemen, and they're just dominating the play. And then, of course, the third reason is the rookie, Carson Wentz. He's just playing like a veteran. No turnovers in 3 games, and he's just a smart kid.
As I think we've spoken about in previous halftimes, you know, what you look for in pro ball period, but certainly in a quarterback position in pro football, is the consistency of the pass. The vast majority of passes in the NFL, these guys are covered. That quarterback has to get the ball to a place where it can't be intercepted and where it can be caught. And the ability of the quarterback to consistently do that is what separates the great quarterbacks from the guys who made a nice living for 5 to 10 years. And Wentz so far seems to know exactly how to do that.
He's a smart individual.
But the physical ability.
The play that he did last Sunday, Mike, and we were both watching it in different areas, but we were texting each other. That one play where he ran towards the line of scrimmage, but he knew where the line was. He ran to the right. He pulled the defense towards him, just threw a little soft lob pass to Sproles. Sproles takes it 50 yards for a score. That's a veteran play, not a rookie play.
That's true. No, he's a very bright guy, but you know, you can be a very bright guy and not have the touch. He's got it all. So we'll
I really see a lot for this. But every year we talk about the Eagles, oh, this is their year. And I'm not saying they're going to win a Super Bowl this year, but with this quarterback, they are going to be in most any game they play. I don't care who they play.
Well, let's not get hysterical yet. I mean, he showed some nice stuff. The bottom line is the NFL is very good at watching film and picking out the most minute weaknesses and exploiting them. So, yeah, I'll feel a little more comfortable when we get, you know, we've got another three or four games under our belt.
Let me tell you one other aspect of his game that we haven't seen yet, and that is the strength of his arm to throw a deep ball, a real deep ball. He hasn't thrown one yet this year because the offense doesn't warrant that. But if he gets a receiver, and if the Eagles go next year in the draft, I would get the speediest man you can get on a first-round pick and just set him deep and you'll see that Carson Wentz can hit anybody deep. He's got a strong arm.
A Sean Jackson-like guy?
Yeah, that type of a receiver. Right. I mean, they have some receivers now that have decent speed, but they don't have a real burner that can just, like, 4-2 speed. But I just see, you know, this kid's going to have a great career. I really do. The only thing that could stop him would be injuries, and if he's smart. And that one play where he scrambled and got out of bounds, you know, 2 weeks earlier he would have turned it upfield to get five more yards.
You know, that's the other thing that brings me to Carson Wentz is he seems to be completely coachable. And that's, of course, I don't know that you get to this level of professional sports without being coachable. I don't think talent can take you far enough. Natural talent can take you far enough without being well coached. And being well coached means you must be able to listen and be coachable. And he certainly, you know, I remember a couple weeks ago I said to somebody, if I was his dad, you know, what's
I remember
his dad,
that play.
I'd say,
he almost
hey,
got
you know,
killed by the
yeah,
Bears.
I said, you know, son, you plan on being in this league for a while? You better knock it off.
Yeah, he'll learn, and he's already learned a little bit there.
He already seems to have learned. So, all right, so here we are at halftime at Lewis Scott Field at Media, Pennsylvania, at Pencrest High School, where the score is your Panthers are 28. The Lions, Pencrest Lions are 6. We're going to come back now. Brian's been back been busy with all the scores and what's going on in the world. So stay tuned. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back.
Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs. Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Taub's Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right in downtown Swarthmore. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to Lewis Scott Field, where the band is still doing their thing out at on the turf. Terrific performance already from the Pencrest marching unit. And again, continuing it now after a pause to announce the homecoming king and queen here at Pencrest. So homecoming weekend, the Media Bowl trophy at the moment, like I said, is sitting here on the home sideline. Pencrest has won the last two meetings and three of the last four. But Strathaven leading 28-6 at halftime, hoping to march that a couple miles south on Route 252 when this game is all said and done, and have some scores from around District 1 and District 12 to share. We'll start up in the Suburban 1 League, where Neshaminy hosting 3-2 Abington, and Neshaminy trying to stay undefeated on their home turf at Heartbreak Ridge. They lead 7-0. Tight one up there with the Galloping Ghosts. Staying up there in Lower Bucks County, Pensbury on their home turf tonight, hosting Bensalem. Bensalem leads 14-0. I'd have to look up the last time Bensalem beat Pensbury. And again, new coaching staff, lots going on there with a whole new offensive system. Pensbury's offense has struggled, but Bensalem looking to go to 4-2 and be in the mix for at the 6A playoff level. So we'll keep an eye on that one. Staying up in Suburban 1, Satterton 28, CB East 14. So wow. CB East at 4-1, trailing Satterton on the road tonight. Down at the 5A level, Upper Moreland 21, Cheltenham nothing. Upper Moreland could even their record at 3-3, and I think they are a contender to sneak into that 5A playoff mix there. If it wouldn't shock me to see them finish at least 5-5, maybe even 6-4, and be in the hunt. Staying up there in Suburban One Land, Hatboro Horsham trying to get to an even record. They lead Quakertown at the moment 14-6. Incidentally, Quakertown, the only team that scored a point on Upper Dublin so far this year, but they trail Hatboro 14-6 as we speak. Further up there in the Pac-10, how can we forget the undefeateds? I'm killing the suspense here, or maybe I'm building it. Who knows? Central Bucks South at 5-0, hosting 5-0 North Penn. North Penn at half, leading 28-13. So North Penn ranked statewide, certainly ranked in our area.
That's a lot of scoring in the first half for those two teams.
Certainly. Yeah. But 28-13, CB South trailing by two scores and will give the ball to North Penn to start that second half. So the Knights looking to extend their lead there. Now, over in the Pac-10, Phoenixville trailing Pope John Paul 12-0. That's a bit of a surprise. If the playoffs started today, Phoenixville in the 17th position outside looking in, a loss to 2-3 Pope John Paul would not help them in the least. Staying up in the Pac-10, winless Methacton actually hanging in there with Springford. Springford leads 17-0. A lot of people thought that could have been worse. Upper Perk on top of Upper Marion, 13-0. Upper Perk could even their record at 3-3 when it's all said and done. And staying up there as well in the Pac-10, Bishop Shanahan and we don't have an update there. Bishop Shanahan and Downingtown West, we will keep working on that score. Don't have one yet. Shanahan at trying to go to 6-0 in a very tough conference. And Perk Valley 14, Boyertown nothing. Perk Valley trying to go to 6-0 as well. Now, closer to home, Southern Chester County. Octorara trails Avengrove 12-0. Also in Chester County, we have, trying to skip around here and then get close to home after that. Okay, Great Valley leading Ruston 20-14. Not a good start for Great Valley, but Dan Ellis seems to have it turned around. They lead Ruston 20-14, and Great Valley, probably, if I had to guess today, they're probably going to end up with a top four or five seed in the playoffs at the 5A level. At 6A, Coatesville 20, Westchester East 7. So Coatesville trying to go to 5-1. That would drop Westchester East to 3-3. And again, Westchester East, a 5A team in the hunt with Strathaven. All right, now, closest to home, we're here back here in Delaware County now. Chester trailing Academy Park 16-0. Upper Darby on top of Conestoga 18-0. Lots of shutouts. Staying on the shutout binge here. Radnor 9, Harrington nothing. Innerborough 22, Chichester nothing.
Really?
Staying in the Del Valle, Penwood on top of Glen Mills 16-0. So that could go a long way in terms of bragging rights in the Del Valle. Of course, somebody's going to have to knock off Academy Park in order to turn the tide there. But Penwood could go to 5-1 if they can hold on against Glen Mills. Now, closest to home here in the Central League, Springfield trailing Ridley 14-7, even being outgained 223-75. But here's the killer. In the first half, Ridley, 8 penalties. Springfield, 0 penalties. So Ridley, in a game that's probably a lot closer than it could be at the moment, on top. Speaking of another one-touchdown game, Haverford 21, Garnet Valley 14 at halftime. Both teams trading turnovers and scoring off those turnovers in the first half. So, again, lots going on. And then Marple Newtown plays Lower Marion tomorrow. For another Central League tilt. So we'll keep an eye on all of those games as we go here. It has, knock on wood, the moisture has gone away. So we're going to try to keep Twitter up and running here as best we can. And then one other big non-league game, not really for PIAA purposes, but really more for bragging rights for two absolute powerhouses here in the Delaware Valley. Imhotep 24, Malvern Prep 7 at half. So Tep picking up where they left off last year as state champions. Really taking it to Malvern Prep so far, even with a new coach and everything else. So, again, good good game going on right now over there. We'll try to keep you updated on those scores, as we said. First half, you know, you and Pete talk, I'm sure, about the 5 turnovers for the Lions.
Oh, yeah.
One of them really on the final play of the half. That's really your Hail Mary, you know, nothing
that didn't really count
to worry about. But two fumbles in the first less than 2 minutes to start the game for Pencrest. Another fumble disrupted a drive near midfield, and then an interception by Thomas Foster, his first of the night, first
and
of two.
Time to check those blue 50-50
and the run back and penalty set up Strathaven with a 10-yard scoring drive. So for the Panthers, 13 carries for 42 yards for Zach Newland tonight, but 3 touchdowns. Zach, again, not a whole lot of yardage per se, but and yards per carry down a little bit, so give credit to the Lions defense, but Strathaven's really just had a short field most of the evening. Mekhi Hill, 7 carries for 47 yards and a touchdown. Hunter Mazur, 4 carries for 17 yards, and his numbers would look a little better without a couple penalties wiping it out. Thomas Foster with 1 carry for 4 yards. Evan Atzevez has put it in the air exactly 1 time. Fell incomplete, so no passing yards here in the first half.
And I would be surprised if we see any in the second half. So
for Pencrest, Chris Mills, 7 of 9 with 2 interceptions, 58 yards to his credit. Caleb Mahalik, 11 carries, 59 yards, and the Pencrest touchdown. Mills also with 1 carry for 10 yards. Cosgrove, 1 carry for 2 yards. Mark Ullman, 2 catches for 30 yards. Ruffin, 1 for 10. And number 18, the big tight end, caught that deflection on fourth down. Connor Moretti with 18 yards receiving in that first half. So here we go. Panthers will move left to right to start this second half. Wind at their backs. And The Lions have it teed and are ready to kick it away. Pat Hughes, low line drive kick. It's going to take a hop and come to measure at the 14-yard line. Comes up the right hash, looks, gets a block, and now straight ahead speed. Runs over a man at the 35-yard line, and Mazur makes the tackler pay right there. And the Panthers will get things started first and 10 at the 36-yard line.
All right, well, you know, Pete and I talked about this, and we just expect to see a lot of running because we don't think there's any reason for Atsviz to throw the ball with this kind of a lead, and why take the chance, particularly on a windy night, just keep pounding away and take up the time off the clock and your possession for 3 or 4 minutes, their possession for 3 or 4. If they get 3 possessions for 3 or 4 minutes and score, you still win. Yeah. So,
as long as the defense holds up.
Yep.
If Pencrest starts cutting into the lead, we'll see what happens from there. Atsviz on first down gives to Zach Newland. Straight ahead he goes, and Goolsbee slings him backwards. Ball comes out late, but they're going to say down first, and Newline goes for just a yard. Second down on 9. Goolsbee, again, 3-year starter. He's been fun to watch the last couple of years.
Yep.
and actually got a chance to run with the football tonight on that kick return late in the first half, which was terrific. 4 down linemen, 4 linebackers, 2 corners and a free safety. 4-4 look here for the Pencrest defense as Strathaven sets up 2nd down and 9. Split end to the left is Tom Foster. Motion man is Mazur. Back to pass is Atsviz. Looking. Throws the flag route. Foster is back there. He's got it at the 30. 25-20. Foster pulling away, and he will go. What a delivery from Atsviz. Right on the money. 62 yards to pay dirt for touchdown, Tommy. How's that for a dagger?
Boy.
So much for a grounded pound, Mike.
Right, absolutely. And it was a beautiful pass. I mean, considering the wind situations and everything else, that was just a terrific pass.
2 weeks ago, they connected for a 70-yard score. This one goes for 68, and the Panthers lead by 28, extra point pending.
Boy, that's just got to be demoralizing.
Emmett Young on to attempt his 5th extra point. Ball spotted. Kick is low, and it is wide left.
Was
it was
blocked?
Deflected.
Yep.
Yes, it was deflected.
It was.
Did not see who got a finger on it. Kick Give credit no to the defense there, but the Panthers, just 1 minute into the second half, are on the board again. 34-6 Strathaven. The Lions a bit shell-shocked here, trying to get the offense going when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate's stand. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson. Well, a 69-yard scoring drive, 68 of it coming off the arm of Evan Atsviz to Tommy Foster. 11 minutes to play here in the third quarter, 34-6. Strathaven on top of Pencrest. Young steps into one and hits a one-hopper. It's fielded at the 11-yard line. Coming out is Zach Kaut, cuts back to his right, and he is swarmed. Absolutely buried. Then flag comes in late. We'll see. Don't know if this is going to be a hold. Indeed, it looks like a hold. The referee threw the flag. They're blocking the back. Okay, so it's gone from bad to worse here for the Lions. Give up the long touchdown pass. They return for Kaut. Got him about to the 18-yard line. Oh, there's another flag.
Oh.
Let's
see the other flag at?
I didn't, but the referee still has his microphone on, and we're eavesdropping. So we'll see here. Block in the back would take it back 10 yards to the 8 and give Pencrest a heck of a long field.
Kicking it again?
But if the penalty was post-play or if it was during the play. I did not see where that flag was anywhere, honestly. All right. We'll get the explanation.
On the offense. That is 10 yards from the end of the run.
Okay.
Dead ball foul.
Basic stuff. Where's he going?
Then a dead ball foul against Strathaven post play.
Oh.
Okay. Out to the 25. All right. Here we go. So not sure who was whistled or what was said, but it was something unpleasant, and referees will march it out to the 25, and Pencrest takes over there on first and 10. All right, here we go. Chris Mills trying to get the offense rolling. Mihalik is your tailback in the eye. Two receivers split to the left. Gets Mihalik straight up the middle, and he's carrying tacklers again. Across the 30, out to the 35-yard line. Give him 10 and a first down.
I tell you, that was just good basic blocking for Pencrest. Yep. They created the holes. Good running. That was all it was in 10 yards. I mean, it's...
John George in there at left guard now. 300-pound guard pounding on you straight away, straight ahead running there. That can wear you down in a hurry. But, again, not a lot of size for some of the other Pencrest linemen, but they are doing the job on the ground so far. Mihalik one more time on first and 10. This time he's met in the backfield and still pushes forward for two. Good strength there from the 6'2", 180-pounder.
Pete and I talked about whether Harris should be out, and he is not playing right now, and we hope that he's out for the – let him rest that injury he's got for next week.
Denzel Thompson in at defensive end in his place opposite Rob Dubois. Holbert and King, the defensive tackles. Fisher and Hill are the outside backers. Receivers are split. Back to pass, three-step drop, firing to the outside. It is complete to Ullman on that far sideline, and wrestling him down is Jemiah Springfield, but not before he picks up the 47-yard line, gain of 10 more, and a first down. Third catch of the night for Ullman, 40 yards, and Mills, after his last two passes were intercepted late in the first half, connects on his first attempt of this second half. 6 for 10 throwing it for 68 yards for the junior, who's under center now with two receivers to his left, eye formation behind him. From the 47, Pencrest on the move right to left. Give is to Mihalik off left side. He cuts back through the middle, crosses the midfield stripe, and will be stopped at about the 49-yard line of the Panthers. Gain of 4. So, like I said, we'll do our best to keep you posted on other scores. West Catholic on top of Newman Goretti, 22-0. Perk Valley on top, 16-0. On top of Boyertown there after a safety. All right, Penridge is on top, 21-0. And Happer Horsham has stretched their lead on Quakertown, 20-6. Try to get you closer to home in Delaware County in a moment. Second down and 6. Motion man is Ullman. They toss to that left side. Following the motion man is Mihalik. Looks, he turns upfield, and he is undercut nicely there by Tom Foster. Makai Hill on the stop as well.
Nice tackle.
Yep. Hill got him high. Foster got him low, and they drop him for a gain of just 2. But still, 3rd and 4, very manageable here for the Lions. Mihalik, 15 carries, 77 yards rushing now, and a touchdown.
Now, here's the interesting thing. If they don't make the first down here, I think they have to go for it. I mean, they can't just keep punting the ball. Right. They don't have time left.
Yep. On the Strathaven side of the field now, they'll snap from the 47. Wind picks up here right in the face of the junior quarterback. From the left hash, Ruffin split to the near side. Ullman to the far side, split backs. They fake inside, and there's a lateral. This is a throw back, and no chance at all. Thanks to Makai Hill stepping up and squashing Mihalik. An overhand lateral drops him for a loss of 5. Good read by Hill.
Makai Hill on the stop.
That was really solid defense. Decent play call by Pencrest. Thought it took a little bit longer to develop than they wanted it to. But they are going to go for it because, down by 28, they can't.
Yep.
Not much. No reason to punt it at the 48-yard line.
The center is Nick Newmiller. He'll set up for a shotgun snap to Mills, who has trips left and a wing to the left as well. He rolls that left side, fires over the middle. It is complete to Ruffin, who carries tacklers out inside the 40-yard line to the Panther 35. Good delivery from Mills.
Yep.
17 to Ruffin.
Nice heads-up play. Pretty decent tackle after the catch, but he was already 12 yards deeper.
Good footwork. Right-handed quarterback, rolling left, got his shoulders square and threw a dart. Nicely done. Nose of the football on the left hash at the 35. Panther defense on its heels a bit here midway through this third quarter. Ullman split to the far side to the right. Ruffin to the left, I formation. Gives the fullback Cosgrove, first man through. Takes it to the Panther 32, gain of 3 on his second carry of the evening. Panthers will be back at home next week, right?
Yep,
Springfield back at George L. King Field to take on either undefeated second Springfield or one-loss Springfield, right, depending on what goes on versus Ridley tonight. Here we go. Back to pass. Oh, no, the busted play here. Mills is going to keep it himself and still make lemonade out of lemons here. Holbert and Thompson on the stop, and Mills picks up 2.
Yep.
But, not sure what happened there, getting their signals crossed maybe. But he keeps it himself, and they'll mark it just inside the 30 and brings up third down and about 4. We're inside of 6 minutes to play here in the third. 34-6 Strathaven, but the Lions moving it well. Slot right is Ullman. Split right is Ruffin. Tight end to the left. I formation on third and 4. Mills is back. Looking. Down the middle he goes. Has a man out there. Ullman makes a catch at the 12. Dances away at the 10. Still on his feet and run out of bounds over on that far sideline. But they'll mark him out at the 5, maybe the 4-yard line. First and goal to go for Pencrest.
Oh, marked him at the 6, actually, it looks like. Did they? No.
5, maybe?
Yeah.
Nice delivery there on 3rd and 4. Gain of 26 for Ullman. His 4th catch of the evening. Came in as their leading receiver. Is doing it again tonight. And Mills, 3 for 3 now on this drive to start the second half. He's over 100 for the game. Give him 111 yards passing. I formation on 1st and goal. Mihalik off the right side. Second effort picks up maybe the 3.
Mihalik on the carry.
Panthers collapsed pretty well that time. Lee Holbert, Brandon King on the stop. Mihalik, 17 carries, 74 yards, and the Lions touchdown. Zach Kaut checks into the game for Ullman. 2nd and goal from the 3. Clock not the friend of Pencrest right now.
No, and they're taking an awful lot of time for this drive, but I think they're doing it for the purpose of doing the drive as opposed to trying to hurry up and
split backs. Kaut and Cosgrove. 2nd and goal from the 3. Gives to Cosgrove, the fullback going nowhere. Dubois and Holbert on the stop.
They get a yard out
maybe
of it.
Maybe a yard.
Yep.
Maybe 1. They bring up 3rd and goal.
I tell you, this would be a heck of a goal line stance for the Panthers and extremely defeating for the Lions. That would really be tough if they can't get the ball in the end zone.
Check that 1 yard game.
4:10, 4:09 and counting to play here in a fast-moving third quarter. 34-6, Strathaven on top. Long clock-consuming drive here for the Lions. Need to cash in now on 3rd and goal from the 2. Offset eye. Option look. No, they give inside, and it's Cosgrove's going to be wrapped up again.
Wow.
Panthers with another stop. It's Zach Nulon in there again.
Cosgrove.
That inside linebacker.
See if I
and Cosgrove.
There he goes. Going to call. I was going to say, if I was Pencrest coach, I'd call a timeout. We got to talk about this.
4th and goal, and indeed, Coach Strapp wants to talk about it. 3:40 to play here in the third. We're going to take a short timeout with him. We'll be back in 30 seconds to see if the Pencrest Lions can punch it in on 4th and goal right here on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Lawler. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer with the color commentary, engineering, and everything else on HavenFootball.net. Pete Fulgenetti with the stats and spotting. And, of course, special broadcast tonight with the Pencrest Television Production Class. Thanks to Mr. Clark and friends for getting that set up. Here we go. Fourth and goal from the two. The Lions trying to get in. They put it in the air. They throw in. Incomplete. Looking for Omen, but a flag comes in late. You may get illegal contact, pass interference, who knows what here.
Really?
Let's see.
I didn't see a thing. Did you?
Jamai Springfield in coverage with Omen. That is, well, we'll see what they say. Check the call. Pass interference against the defense. This is an automatic first down, and they'll move it to the one. So, far sideline. The referees are a lot closer than we are. And,
yep.
I mean, there is contact at the line of scrimmage, which makes it tough on the defender, right? You're only yards from your goal line. You're still tied up with a receiver.
And the way the flag came in there, I think it was when the ball was thrown. But I don't know.
Give Mills credit for getting rid of it quickly, giving his receiver a chance there. All right, here we go. First and goal from the one. Mihalik pushing his way forward, and he's going to be shy of the goal line.
Wow.
No gain.
You know, I tell you something for Panther fans to take a look at is they've now played five downs from the two or three, I guess, without allowing a score. That's pretty impressive.
Clock stops momentarily. I don't know. Is this an injury or is this Panther football?
Oh,
Kai
really?
Hill, or is this a – I don't know. Let's see. Panther football.
Whoa.
Panthers on top of it somehow.
Whoa, he stripped it, I assume.
Fumbled football. There was no reaction from any player until Mekhi Hill started just waving a little bit, and the umpire agreed.
Boy, we had a similar fumble last week.
Last week.
We just had no idea what
there
happened.
There seemed to be zero reaction from no one on the field, no one on the sidelines, and somehow Mihalik was stripped of the football. And ouch. Mike, you were just saying five downs in a row, the Panthers get a stop there from the two.
This is almost like
pass interference notwithstanding.
This is almost like the icing on the cake for, on a negative sense, for the Lions. I mean,
Mihalik frustrated here on the sideline, and now it's going to get some medical attention for a cut. But the Panthers could not be any closer to their own goal line. They'll snap it from inside the one, first and 10. Wing T behind Atsevez. Hard count. Nearly jumping his Pencrest. Atsevez is going to push the pile for maybe another 36 inches.
Yeah. No, I don't think
not
that
even
much.
That.
Yeah.
Maybe 18 inches of breathing room here.
See, that's what I mean. I
have second and nine.
I don't know whether it's Atsevez's height or what it is, but he is not a lean forward type of.
No, he's a big, tall guy.
Yeah,
he's a big, tall kid, and certainly not a low center of gravity, hide behind the pile kind of guy.
Right.
But, again, give him a yard and a little bit more breathing room for the Panthers here. Second down and a long nine from just outside their one.
And yeah, you got to get a little bit of yards just to punt it. I mean, you don't want to punt that deep in your own end zone.
Well, Panthers looking for more than a punt here. Second down and nine. Wing T behind Atsevez. Give this to Mekhi Hill. Cuts it back, and he's in the open space and a shoestring away from running a long way. Mekhi takes it out to the 14-yard line for a Panther first down.
I think he literally grabbed his thigh pad and dragged him down by it. He didn't get much there. It wasn't a shoestring, but wasn't much there. He twisted him down, but, boy, he was gone.
61 yards and a touchdown on eight carries tonight for Mekhi Hill. Panthers still deep in their own territory at their own 14 on first and 10. Two tight ends, Wing T gives to Hunter Mazur off the left side, and he lowers the shoulder and is banged down there by 40 Shane Jones, 5'10", 215-pounder. Jones has been rock solid in the middle of that defense. Second down and about six as Mazur goes for four. Five carries, 21 yards for Hunter Mazur, who has one rushing touchdown on the season coming in. It was oh so close to one late in the first half that the Panthers eventually converted on fourth and short. Here, two tight ends, Wing T. Give is to Nulan, who plows straight ahead off that left side again. Following Big Lee Holbert again, and the Panthers just going with the power game here.
Yep, just eat up clock. Get some yards, hold on to the ball as long as they possibly can. That last attempt for Pencrest was just a game killer. I mean, to get down to the one and not be able to get into the end zone and lose the ball, that was just, I mean, good news for the Panthers because they were able to hold off for five plays, but tough for the Lions, needed the score.
Four more yards for Neulon there. Brings up third down and two. From the 22, it's Neulon one more time. Off the left side. They'll push the pile, and it's going to be very close. So first down. We'll check the spot. Difficult to see from here. He may be a foot short.
Yep. He's at that 24-yard line. I don't think he got the 23rd. So they got
50 seconds. 49 seconds, 48 seconds, and the Panthers leading by 28 will bring the punt team on, fourth down and about a yard. So Neulon, again, not his most eye-popping average tonight, just 3 yards a pop. 16 carries, 48 yards, but he's on to punt for the second time. Had a 49-yard punt, no return last time. Here with the wind at his back. Takes a snap, pressure up the middle, but he gets it away. Good spiraling kick. It's going to come down to Ullman all the way back at his 36-yard line. Cuts up the left side.
Good
dances
block.
Inside, makes a man miss, and straight up the field. Flag on the play, and he is undercut nicely by Makai Hill back at the Panther 31-yard line. But there's a flag on the Pencrest side of the field here. You're right, Mike. There was a very good block. And then I think you're going to get one in the back somewhere near the 46-yard line.
I didn't see it because the block I saw was clean, I thought.
Yeah. Near the point of attack, I think you're right. That was a very good block that sprung Ullman up until about midfield. So a terrific return, terrific punt, terrific return from Ullman, but they're going to march this back to the 44-yard line. And the Lions just self-inflicted wounds tonight again and again. Instead of first and 10 at the Strathaven 31, they'll snap it from their 36. 8.6 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Three wide receivers to the left. Tight end to the right. And Mills is back to pass. Rolling left. Eyes downfield. He's going to let it go deep down the sideline. Has Ullman out there. Incomplete. Just off the mark and a little bit high on the near sideline. And second down and 10 upcoming.
I was about to go to commercial break, but we got 3 seconds left in the quarter.
2.9 indeed. Octorera has come back and taken the lead on Avengrove, 19-15 with 6 minutes left in the game there. Sun Valley has gone final. They're 5-1.
Wow.
Knocking off Kennett, 21-13, and that might actually lock up a playoff berth for them, regardless
for them.
Of what happens over the next 4 weeks. So congrats to Ray
Junta. You don't want to go into the playoffs losing
five. No, you certainly don't.
Games.
But five wins might get it done at the 5A level this year. Congrats to Ray Junta and the Vanguards. Here we go. Second down and 10 from the 44. Motion man from right to left. Play fake and back to passes Mills. Looking deep down the middle. Has a man out there in and out of the hands of Ullman on the final play of the third quarter. So it'll be third and 10 when we come back for the final 12 minutes of regulation. Glad you're joining us live or on the archive on havenfootball.net or on the Pencrest television production of the Lions and Panthers.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back. Fourth quarter action ready to begin here at Lewis Scott Field in Media. Pencrest on the wrong end of a 34-6 score here on homecoming weekend. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play, joined by Mike Mayer on the color commentary, engineering, and everything else on havenfootball.net. Pete Fulgenetti with the stats and spotting. And thanks one more time to Colin Anderson, Kayla Strine, Elisa Camerata, Matt McShane, and Mike Clark for leading the way on Pencrest simulcast here tonight. The Lions, third and 10 from their own 44. They'll move left to right now to start this third quarter. Quick score update. They've just ended the third quarter over on Morton Avenue. Ridley still on top of Springfield, 14-7.
Ooh.
Tight one over there. Not so much here, but Lions trying to make it tighter. Another snap off the mark and scrambling for it and falling on it is Mills back inside his 30. The mark at back of the 28 for a loss of 16. And the Lions We'll bring the punt team on. Ouch.
Yeah, that really that hurt.
Twice now on third and long. Snaps have been off the mark, and that one Mills fell on. In the first half, looked like he had it for a moment, and then three or four other guys seemed to have it, and ultimately it was Zach Neulon on it, and the Panthers ended up scoring again. Breckenridge will kick it away. He booms one. Headed towards Chris Rossini, who juggles momentarily, but fair catch is made at the 32-yard line. Actually, that was Pat Hughes, not Breckenridge. Good kick from Pat Hughes to pin Strathaven back at their 33-yard line. So give him some quick math here, Mike. What do you think? 40, wow, good job. 47 on the punt return.
I'm the guy with the computer. It does all the math for me.
I'm just counting stripes out here.
I understand that. I can barely subtract the each
from
10. 10
for Strathaven.
All right, 11:09 to play here in regulation. Strathaven leading by four touchdowns. 34-6 is your score. Two tight ends. Wing to the right is Hunter Mazur. Gives to Mekhi Hill on first down. He cuts inside and right into the lap of Mike Goolsby, who slings him down. And Hill is going to pick up maybe two or three.
One.
More one. Okay. Goolsby's been active in the middle there. And the cut inside didn't do Mekhi any favors that time. Still the leading rusher on the night for the Panthers. 9 carries, 62 yards, and a score. And Evan Atsevez brings in the play. Reeves, tight end to the right. Thompson to the left. Wing to the left is Mekhi Hill. Play fake, and they run the Mustang sweep to Hill. He cuts it inside into the secondary and across the 40 to the 41.
Nice running.
Nice blocking as well over on that right side, and brings up third down and two. So, as we were saying, next week, Panthers at home with Springfield coming to town.
That should be when the hurricane hits, right?
I guess.
Matthew, I think, is the hurricane's name.
Pencrest in the next 3 weeks. Garnet Valley, Springfield, Lower Marion, and then finish with Radnor. Third and two. It's Hill one more time off the right side. Cuts back. Ooh. Forward progress, I think, will get him the first down. But Goolsby again there to meet him. And then a flag comes in late.
Really?
Again, we're going to have post-play extracurriculars. We'll see which direction they march it off. Hill got the 44-yard line. That's enough for the first down. And now we'll wait and see.
Oh.
Against Strathaven. So, let's see. If it's post-play, I think they're going to give him the first down.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for your Pencrest cheerleaders.
So first down, I believe.
Your freshman cheerleaders.
If it's a dead ball.
Iannucci, Mara McGlynn.
So Pencrest cheerleaders being Robinson. Announced. I will get to the Strathaven cheerleaders in just a moment. But this should be a first down, and then you march it back 15 yards.
I think you just indicated it's a first down.
Okay.
Yeah. Carly D'Ambrosio.
All right.
Cassidy Hoffman.
Right. Now they give Hill three.
Now the interesting thing is, though, they give you the first down for breaking the chains, but they don't reset. Shouldn't they reset the chains at the point of the?
I would think. Yeah, I don't know why.
I've been through this before, and I don't know why they do it like this.
Strathaven.
I mean, that's like a big advantage.
Might have caught a break here. Yeah.
Now it's first and ten. It should be like first and 25 or something.
First and 10, Strathaven back at their 29. After the unsportsmanlike call, and the give is to Zach Neulon off right guard. He picks up the 35. Neulon gain of six.
I think I'll compose a little email to the PIA referee authority.
We'll double check our rule book.
Well, I'll just
not
ask
tonight.
Him. Yeah. I'll just ask him and see, because this is the second time I think we've seen this, which would tend to indicate that they're doing it the right way, but I'd love to hear what the logic is behind that.
Innerboro 28, Chichester nothing. Imhotep has stretched their lead on Malvern Prep to 36-7. here, second down and four. Give is to Mekhi Hill. Lots of room off the right side. He's the 45-50. One man to beat. It's Cattle on the far sideline. Stiff arm, but Cattle will run him out of bounds. Then Mekhi Hill firing in room off that right side. Good work by Ben McFetridge. Moving the pile. And we'll see where they mark him on that far sideline. That is one of Mekhi's longer runs of the season.
Looks like about the 35.
25, 30 yards.
37.
Okay. All right, 28 for Hill. He's at 11 carries, 93 yards now. Clock stopped at 8:50 to play here in the fourth quarter. Strathaven, if they can punch it in and tack on the extra point, would put this into a mercy rule circumstance. Give is to Hunter Mazur. He lowers the shoulder and tumbles forward to the 34 for three more. Panthers with that three-headed monster. For a little while, it was four-headed with Van Bobo, but yeah. Bobo out with injury again. He was one of the most improved players we saw through the first 4 weeks. But unfortunately, was injured during that Ridley game. Amazingly, was injured on the ninth play of that Ridley game. You didn't notice it at all. He played right through that, and he didn't find out till later. He had a pretty serious injury. All right, here we go. Nulon on second and seven goes next to nowhere. Good work there by 77, Brian DeWar on the stop.
And Captain Megan Spiana.
Brings up third down at about seven. Nulon, 18 carries on the night. He's had quite the workload the last couple of weeks. 23, I believe, against Haverford a week ago. But just two passes put in the air by Strathaven tonight. An incompletion in the first half. A 68-yard touchdown to start the second. Now, third down and about seven. Give us the new line. A little confusion on the handoff there, and the Lions were ready.
Yep. And the Panthers were not.
No.
And finally, our senior cheerleader.
Gain of two.
Shannon Kelly.
And brings up fourth down and five, and you're probably out of field goal range here. Don't think they're going to bring Emmett on for a 48-yarder. Risk anything with a block or anything else. But Panthers will keep the offense on the field. No room to punt it. Fourth and four from the 31. Wouldn't shock me to see a hard count from Atsevez. Split end to the right is Tom Foster. On fourth down and four. Hard count from Atsevez. Back to pass. Looking. Firing down the sideline. Foster comes back to the ball. Flag on the play in the secondary. We'll see. We will check the flag. Atsevez took a heavy hit for an incomplete pass. He seems to be okay. But we will check the flag in the secondary. This may end up against Pencrest here. Foster on the fade route. Couldn't quite get free. Four, 6:44 to play here in the fourth.
Holding.
Defense. Pass interference is your call?
No,
I missed the. It's holding. Defensive holding. Yeah. All right. Either way, automatic first down, and this will mark it down to the 21-yard line. And the Panthers in business now with a fresh set of downs. North Penn 35, CB South 13 early in the fourth quarter there. Upper Moreland on top of Cheltenham 27-13. Here, first down give is to Mekhi Hill. He's tumbled at just inside the 20 at the 19. Gain of two for Hill. 95 on the game now. So Mekhi starting to pile up and get close to that century mark, which has eluded him through these first 5 weeks. Rustin has just taken the lead on Great Valley, 28-27 with 2 minutes left in the third.
Good
wild
game.
One.
Yeah.
Back and forth they go out in Malvern. Here, second down and eight. Hill and Nulon stand behind Atsevez. Mazur, wing to the right, two tight ends. Give is to Hill one more time. Sweep to the right, and he's going nowhere this time. He's wrapped up. Forward progress might get him a loss of three or four.
Yeah, I don't know. It was like a jailbreak on the right side that they were four Pencrest defenders and nobody in a white shirt other than...
just too many bodies at this point. Panthers just content to run the ball. Everybody in the building knows it. And why not crowd it with 9 or 10 men up front? So he'll lose five there. And bring up third down. Clock continues to run. Third and 12 now from the 23. Tom Foster, split end to the left. They go trips left with Foster, Hill, and now wing left is Hunter Mazur. Single setback is Zach Nulon. On third and 12, quick hitter to Zach Nulon, and they were waiting for it. Tried to spread them all out and give the fullback a little bit of room, but I'd say very little. Maybe just a yard for Nulon. And it brings up fourth down and be about a 40-yard, almost a 40-yard field goal try. A little bit of a wind.
And I think out of courtesy, generally, you're not going to try to load the points on just for no reason.
No, exactly right. You're not.
I mean, if you're gonna run plays and you score a touchdown, that's what happens. But to sit there and try to get a field goal, I don't know.
Clock
and
ticks.
The wind picks up again.
Yep, that's right. Wind in the face of Atsevez on fourth down and about 10. Play fake. Back to passes, and now a little throwback, and it's going to be picked off and going the other way is Pencrest. One man to beat. Atsevez knocks him down with a touchdown-saving tackle. Good work there from 33 to stay home, and John Cosgrove on the pick. So they roll to the left, throw back to the right, and nice work by Cosgrove to step in front. Atsevez, terrific effort to save a long return for a touchdown.
Nice tackle.
So, first and 10 for the Lions out at the 41-yard line. And Pencrest trying to take advantage of the first Strathaven turnover of the evening. In at quarterback for the first time now is Chris Chilo, the junior who played last week in the absence of Mills. Two receivers. Now three receivers, and back to pass. Chilo fires to the outside. It is juggled by Ruffin momentarily, but he has it and is wrestled down there by O'Connor and Dubois for a loss of two or three.
That was one he should have dropped.
Chris Cello with the quarterback. Passes complete to... Cello on the completion loses two. Ruffin's third catch of the night. 25 yards for the senior wearing number two. The Panthers have done a nice job on Ruffin keeping him in front of them. They felt coming in that he might be their best all-around athlete, and they've done a good job keeping the horse in the barn, so to speak. Ruffin split to the right, two receivers alongside of him. Cello back to pass, rolling to his right, eyes downfield, under pressure now, dumps it underneath the coverage, and Ruffin comes back to it and picks up about 12 and a first down.
Nice catch. That was not an easy ball to catch. It was not zeroed in on a throw. Ruffin got it and unfortunately fell, but he had to catch that ball.
So they move the chains, and the ball in Strathaven territory now with 3:23 and counting to play here in the fourth. Cello brings in the play. A little snap from the right hash mark at the 44-yard line. So Pencrest trying to pick up some momentum here as they have Garnet Valley right here on this field a week from now. Cello rolling left towards that trips formation on first down. He fires the outside. Underneath the coverage is Ruffin. He makes a man miss, and he's going to get loose momentarily, gives some ground, and is wrapped up at about the 34.
I'm going to play our disclaimer real quick so I get it on tape, all
yep,
right?
Go for it.
This broadcast is copyrighted by HavenFootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without HavenFootball.net's consent is prohibited.
Manny Ruffin with three catches on consecutive plays here. He split to the right along with two other receivers in the slot right. Rolling to his right again. Cello wants it underneath again and incomplete. In and out of the hands of Aiden Poole at about the 30. Brings up second down and 10. Strathaven cheerleaders tonight and the band over on the far sideline making the trip in the wet and windy weather. But the cheerleaders, five seniors, Chloe Blessington, Nita Bonaducci, Bridget Crow, Keandra Thomas, and Elise Weber. Handful of sophomores as well, Allie Bagley, Gretchen Crow, Virginia Finney, Morgan Galeotto, Julia George, Kat Herrera, Noelle Lulevich, and Anna Scharf, and four freshmen, Kelly Deal, Sharnice Rideout, Maya Terry, and Chloe Zarco, led by Heather Burns, Katie Graham, and Lindsey Carter, are the coaches. Second down and 10 from the 34, Cello. Back to pass again, rolling to his right towards that trips formation. Rolling eyes, still downfield, fires underneath it, is caught by Ruffin. Is he inbounds? Yes.
Yes.
Nicely done there. Another connection to Manny Ruffin. And let's see. Clock stopped. Timeout. No timeout. Okay. First down is the call. Give him exactly 10 more yards. So Ruffin now. And Cello seemed to have a connection here. Four straight completions for Cello upon entering the game. 30 yards, all of them, to Ruffin. Ruffin with six catches for 57 on the game now. 2:15 to play here in regulation. From the Strathaven 24, Cello, the junior, rolling to his left. He's going to tuck it and run this time. Under pressure, and he's going to be belted down.
Cello on the keeper.
Took a heavy hit from Luke Healy, another sophomore.
No, they just meet
gain of maybe a yard. And timeout, Pencrest. All right, 2:03 to play here in regulation. We'll try to get some scores and so forth, but we'll be back in 30 seconds for the conclusion here. Homecoming weekend at Pencrest High. Back for the last 2 minutes in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to Lewis Scott Field. Strathaven on top here, 34-6. A couple other score updates. With 3 minutes to go out in Havertown, Garnet Valley and Haverford tied at 28.
Whoa.
Glenn Mills is driving on Penwood. They trail 16-6. So Glenn Mills two scores away there. Still a two-score game there. Upper Dublin is up 31-0 in the third, trying to make it five shutouts in 6 weeks. Back to pass on second and eight. Cello for the end zone. Has a man out there. It is juggled and incomplete. Four people in the neighborhood.
Yeah,
I think three of them touched
actually.
It. Three of them touched it. Ruffin, the intended receiver initially, but Ullman in the area.
And I thought that was pretty much like a Hail Mary.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to get intercepted.
Coverage there from Springfield and Rossini. And first incompletion of the evening for Chris Cello, who just came in for this series. Now third down and eight from the 22. Pencrest trying to get some offensive momentum here. Tight end to the left. Two receivers to the right. Singled up on the left side as well is Ullman. Back to pass is Cello. Looking down the seam he goes for Ruffin. Incomplete. Lost his footing just inside the five.
I'll give it
fourth and eight.
Panther coverage is good. They had four defenders back there. I mean, they're covering pretty well. Although that, if Ruffin kept his feet, he might have had that pass. Mm-hmm. He was open.
So last crack at it now for the Lions. Fourth and eight from the Panther 22-yard line with 1:49 to play here in regulation. Imhotep on top of Malvern Prep, still 36-7.
Got timeout.
Timeout here, and we'll keep it right here. Let's see here. Radnor on top of the Rams. So Harrington in danger of being shut out again. 24-0 at the end of the third. Radnor has been hurt terribly by injuries on their first to their first team offense. Academy Park all over Chester, 34-0. So AP still very much the team to beat in the Del Valle, although Penwood may have something to say about it after if they can hold on to beat Glenn Mills tonight.
Well, that'd be a good game. You know, I can advise our audience, we are in the process of putting together a program to cover all 4 weeks of playoff games.
In the district, right.
In District mm-hmm. 1. So, you know, we're going to be picking, depending on what Haven does, obviously, some of the the best games available. So stay tuned. It'll be on our webpages what games we're going to cover.
Fourth down and eight. Here, two receivers to the right, one to the left, and back to pass is Cello. Looking down the seam, has a man out there, incomplete. Looking for Ruffin near the goal line. Jamai Springfield in good coverage, and the Panther offense will take over.
And I think just take a few knees at this. Well, they'll have to run a couple.
I would believe. But Penwood tonight, the other big news in that Penwood-Glenn Mills game is, of course, Penwood is at home on a Friday night.
That's right, under the lights.
First game under the lights ever. The lights are on at Penwood, and should be a very good atmosphere.
I wonder what lights cost, because they said they got a grant from somebody for $3,000 to rent them.
Okay, well.
How much does it cost to build them?
Not sure.
I know it's more than $3,000, but.
Yeah, but either way, totally different feel for Penwood tonight. Very cool.
Very cool.
To host Glenn Mills.
I remember when Pencrest had temporary lights up.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. All right. First and 10 here. Strathaven with the football. And Jake Fisher in now at quarterback. He's going to turn and hand it off. And some substitutions en masse for the Panthers. And into the game. And taking that handoff is Arian Ford, 6-foot sophomore. Brings up second down and 10. Clock will tick, 124, 123. There is talk that there may not be a JV game.
There is no. It's canceled.
And so this is, again, as much playing time as some of the JV guys will get over the next 60 seconds or so. Second down and 9. Two tight ends. Fisher under center. Turns, gives off to the fullback, who's going next to nowhere this time. And the clock continues to melt as Panthers about to even their record and get rid of a two-game losing skid. Two tough games with Ridley and Haverford. Games that they felt were winnable. Now, Ridley, again, to their credit, pulled away big in the fourth quarter, but Panthers had their chances early and late to stay with them. And certainly last week against Haverford, a six-point loss there could have gone either way. But now third down and 9. The Panthers will need to snap it just one more time. Fisher turns, takes a knee, and that should do it. Ball will not need to be spotted again. 14 seconds, 13 seconds, 12 seconds. The teams will line up at midfield. And the Media Bowl trophy is headed to the far sideline for the first time in 4 years. We've gone final. Strathaven, 34, Pencrest 6, and you have a student section at Strathaven who's pretty excited and has gone out to congratulate their players here. And, again, local rivalries, a lot of fun. But certainly, again, a little more fun when you're on the winning end of it. And Strathaven, to their credit tonight, 34-6 is your final. So we're going to take a short time out, be back for a quick post-game wrap-up and talk about what we're doing next week and really through the weekend with stats and scores and a whole lot more. Be back in just a moment. Glad you joined us live or on the archive right here on havenfootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
34-6 is your final. Strathaven on top, and they will march that trophy down to Wallingford for at least the next 12 months. And again, even their record at 3-3 with Springfield coming in next week. Now, that being said, Springfield trailing Ridley 14-7 has the football with about 2 minutes left. So we'll see if the Cougars will come in happy next week. Not quite sure. And also, Haverford and Garnet Valley tied at 28. Haverford misses a field goal with 1 minute left. So they are still tied. Imhotep has gone final. Imhotep has beaten Malvern Prep 48-7. Incredible. That team is, for all they lost with graduation, they are just reloading again. And I would say they are absolutely the favorites coming out of the 4A group for the state playoffs. But here, Mike, good football from the Panthers in the sense that they took advantage of mistakes tonight that really just didn't happen last week. A lot of mistakes from Haverford last week. Panthers just didn't take advantage. Tonight, very different story.
Yeah, very, very much so. And you know, win's a win's a win. But they have to find a way to play better, smarter football. They just, you know, they're not tackling the way they're not the way they should. They're not holding their blocks the way they should. And you're going to go in and play Springfield, and you're just not going to get away with stuff like that. And that's what we've been seeing occasionally. And they get behind the eight ball a little bit, and it's very difficult for them to pull it out. So, you know, I'm hoping next week we'll hang tough with them. We'll keep it very, very close and be able to pull a win out of this. I think a win against Springfield would go a long way towards not only our general outlook on football this year, but literally towards the playoffs here.
Absolutely. So. Panthers move to 3-3. Springfield a week from tonight. 7:30 kickoff at George L. King Field means we'll be on the air at 7:15 to bring it to you. So, again, Panthers raising the helmets over on that far sideline, feeling good tonight. Certainly better than the last 2 weeks about the result. Trying to get happy and healthy over the next 7 days. Thanks again to Mr. Clark and the Pencrest Television Production Class for joining us and putting this all together tonight. It's been a whole lot of fun, and we hope you enjoyed it either live or on the archive. For Pete Fulginetti, thanks again for helping with the stats, the spotting, and standing up here in the wind and the cold. And, of course, to Mike Mayer, who had us in a little plastic tent for the first half, and it started to calm down here in the second half. But for all you do on the soundboard, the engineering, and certainly the color commentary and the rest of the website. Check out the website over the next few days for stats, photos, updates, and a whole lot more. Play of the game feature as well. We have a couple of candidates tonight maybe. Yep. But stick with us over the next few days, and we'll see you on the next broadcast. 7 days from now, George L. King Field. Strathaven 34, Pencrest 6. One more time, Brian Carroll. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Good night, and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.